Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The end of September is upon us. And sadly, that means the end of National Bourbon Heritage Month. It is our customary tradition on the Cigar Dave Show that we end National Bourbon Heritage Month with a tasting. We conduct bourbon and American whiskey tasting maneuvers. And today, we're not going to just conduct tasting maneuvers. It is mega maneuvers of rye whiskey, bourbon whiskey, and all American whiskeys today. At my last count, at least 30, whether we make them all or not. Who knows? But they're all in front of us. I am salivating. I am drooling. I cannot wait to taste all these fabulous quintessential American spirits as we wrap up National Bourbon Heritage Month with mega bourbon and American whiskey tasting maneuvers. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Oh, and by the way, to all of you fellow alphas, contrary to what Senator Mazie Hanono says, or whatever her Hawaiian name is, is it Don Ho 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 Hanono? Whatever it is. Don Ho, tiny bubbles. Forget, as men, being quiet. As alphas, we are not going to be quiet. We are going to be very vociferous, especially today, as we enjoy some fantastic spirits. As always, don't forget, follow me on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and any other social media that may be created between now and next week. It is a delight, a pleasure as always, to welcome front and center to our Cigar Dave microphones as we originate the Cigar Dave Show today, our Ford Theater of Command, the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, just minutes from Tampa International Airport. My pleasure to welcome Sommelier Dave Cavanis to our microphone. Sommelier Dave, we have brought an incredible number of bourbons, 30-plus at my last count. It takes alphas to be able to sample all of these. I am ready. I am eagerly awaiting. The question is, Sommelier Dave, have you brought your A-game for tasting maneuvers?
General Long Ash is at you. I also am salivating.
That would be salivating. You're right.
I'm already doing everything. I'm already in the bucket with this. We have so many whiskeys here. Yes, my A-game is always brought. This is what I was born for, and this was what my mother was worried would happen to me, that I would really enjoy life and have a good time and meet friends like you, who have like-minded thought process. Great to be here.
Well, it is great to have you, and we have had a great month on the Cigar Dave Show during National Bourbon Heritage Month. We had some incredible guests. We started off with Frederick Booker Noe III of Jim Beam, master distiller and ambassador, Fred Noe III. And actually, when we had him on the day before, his daughter-in-law and son had a baby boy, and I think they're calling him Frederick Booker Noe IV, and he's going to be known as Booker. So congratulations to him. Then we had Dave Pickerell of Oakview Spirits, former master distiller at Maker's Mark. He's been a consultant to the craft distilling industry, worked with Whistle Pig, St. Augustine Distillers, in charge of the George Washington Blend and Distillery, Garrison Brothers of Texas. We've got one of their whiskeys, about 40, 50 different craft distilleries he's worked with. And last week we had Harlan Wheatley, master distiller of Buffalo Trace. And today, in addition to you, Sommelier Dave, we've got some very special guests that will join us a bit later on. We've got Chris Rich of Heaven's Door Bourbon and Stolen Whiskey. We've got Peter Corey of I believe I'm pronouncing this correct, Conica Ridge Distilleries in Alabama, Clyde Mays Bourbon. We're going to do a vertical sampling of the Clyde Mays Bourbon. And we got Scotty Neal of American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg, Florida, across the bay from the cigar city of Tampa. We'll be sampling some of their Horse Soldier whiskeys and bourbons. Cannot wait to get to that. And today we're going to be enjoying some American whiskeys, some bourbons. We've got some rye whiskeys that we're going to be enjoying. We've got something called the Braxton Mash, which is a combination between a rum and a bourbon. So we're going to have a cornucopia of various different tastings. But first off, let us talk about what is bourbon, American whiskey. When we talk about it, what is it? First of all, every single bourbon is whiskey, but every whiskey is not bourbon. So first up, when we talk about Whiskey Sommelier Dave, we're talking about a distilled alcoholic beverage made from fermented grain mash. It could be, in the case of bourbon, a majority corn. It can be rye. It can be wheat. For Scotch whiskeys, Irish whiskeys, it can be barley. And they're generally aged either in new oak barrels or used oak barrels in the case of Scotch whiskey. So that's whiskey. Then we go to bourbon whiskey. So, Sommelier Dave, there are some legal definitions of bourbon. What are they?
Well, first of all, it has to be produced in the United States. It has to be made up from a grain mixture that is at least 51% corn. It's always aged in new charred oak containers.
Barrels.
Right?
Yep.
Barrels. Distilled to no more than 160 proof, that's 80% alcohol, and then it enters into the barrel for aging at no more than 125 or 62.5 proof, and it has to be bottled at 80 proof or more. So it's not so limited on what's in it, other than it has to be 51% corn, and it has to be within that range of alcohol.
Now, if a distiller, for example, says, great, I want to make a bourbon-style whiskey, 51% corn, at least in the mash, but he uses aged or used oak charred oak barrels, you can't by law in the United States call it bourbon. And the reason that is because when they char the oak barrels, the bourbon, while it is aging in the barrel, picks up a lot of that charriness, picks up a lot of the wood notes and flavor and characteristics. And that's a very big deal because there's a very big difference. If you were to put a bourbon whiskey in a used oak barrel, big flavor difference,
sure,
as it ages over 2 years, 4 years, eight,
sure,
years, whatever the case may be.
Plus, the Scots would really be bummed out if they didn't have all those extra barrels coming their way.
Largest buyer of used oak American oak barrels, that is
Scotland.
The Scotch,
sure,
industry in,
sure,
Scotland.
And another thing is, even though it's a minimum of 51%, all these whiskeys that I have that I'm looking here at now, majority of them are going to be around 70, maybe a high of around 76% corn. It gives it that, you know, uniqueness, that flavor profile, that aroma. And then you have whether it's rye or some malted barley blended in. But you're going to get a good batch of corn as we drink these.
The first American spirit was actually rye whiskey, and then bourbon came on the scene a little bit later, and we have included a number of ryes. And when you talk about ryes as opposed to a bourbon, bourbon tends to be a bit sweeter. Rye is a sharper, spicier taste on the palate.
Sure. Plus, rye will give you that spice.
Much big spice.
If you like a spicy whiskey, go for rye.
Spicy and a lot of warmth on the way down. Now, bourbon whiskey, when we look at where the name is derived from, it originally comes from the French House of Bourbon, although the precise inspiration for the whiskey's name is still unsettled. There are those that say Bourbon County in Kentucky, and then there's those that say, well, it's the House of Bourbon, Bourbon Street in New Orleans, which is also named for the dynasty. But we don't know which one is true, but we do know that bourbon has been distilled since the 18th century, and the term bourbon for whiskey has been traced to the 1820s. And began to be used consistently in Kentucky in the 1820s, and then used in Kentucky in the 1870s. And when we look at the bourbon industry in Kentucky, it is incredible how large it is. Bourbon is a $9 billion signature industry in Kentucky, over 18,000 jobs, payroll nearly $1 billion. When we look at bourbon production, it has increased over 250%. Since 1999. In 99, there were 455,000 bourbon barrels that were filled. In 2016, almost 1.6 million. So it's really incredible. And bourbon inventory in Kentucky has now topped over 7 million barrels, highest since the early 1970s. There are now over 1.5 barrels of bourbon aging in Kentucky for every person living in Kentucky. So there's more bourbon barrels than people in Kentucky, which really is an amazing, amazing thing. And Kentucky bourbon, Tennessee whiskey exports surged more than 10% the last number of years. It's the largest export category among all U.S. distilled spirits with over $1 billion in recipe. And the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, which I know you have visited, Sommelier Dave, mm-hmm. one of the hottest tourist attractions in the country, almost 1 million visits and growing by leaps and bounds. And in fact, a lot of rain this past week for the Kentucky Bourbon Heritage Festival. Sure. You had the opportunity to attend a number of years ago.
Yes, I did. Out of the last 4 years, I've been there twice. There's some people up there that know the name Cigar Dave very well. It's a wonderful time. They do a great job. It's nice to see all those distillers coming out, applying their wares and showing you a great time.
By the way, I was just thinking about this. At my Pleasure Palace, there are more bottles of American whiskey and bourbon than there are members of the harem. Because we have 32 at any one given time in the harem. And I think I counted about 97 bottles. And I think I brought about 15 or 18 of them today. So just like Kentucky, there are actually more barrels aging than there are people. At the Pleasure Palace, there are more bottles of bourbon and American whiskey than there are members of the harem, which tops out at 32. So a little side note there. Now, American whiskey, which we're also going to be sampling today, can also include rye whiskey, rye malt whiskey, wheat whiskey, Tennessee whiskey, corn whiskey. And we've seen an increase in the number of whiskeys that are using wheat, and that really tames things up a little bit. Nice smoothness, and we've even seen, I think Jack Daniels uses a little bit of wheat now and then.
Yeah, they sure do. They use a lot of barley. It's like the object is now to find the finest product to start with, do the best distillation because of the education on distillation, and then just put together some really nice beverages to go out into the market with. Be different. We're all different as people. Go out there and be different with your product.
All right. I have the list. It's 29 or 30, and it's growing. I know
one
that.
Grew,
and
Peter,
I'm looking at, by the
one.
Way, I'm looking at Tommy Diadio, the senior executive vice president
shaking
of spirits procurement of the Corona Cigar Stores and Lounges in Orlando, as well as the Davidoff Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City of Tampa. And he keeps looking over. There's about 20 more spirits that he's trying to stuff into our lineup. I don't know if we're going to be – should we hit – you know, there's 50 states. Maybe we should try 50 bourbons and spirits. By the way, I had breakfast this morning on purpose.
I'm good.
I'm good to go. All right, let's take a look at our lineup as of right now with an asterisk subject to change. Treaty Oak Ghost Hill Bourbon. We've got Treaty Oak Red-Handed Bourbon. Michter's Small Batch Bourbon, Heaven's Door Tennessee Bourbon, Stolen Whiskey. By the way, we didn't steal it. It's called Stolen. Woodford Reserve. You can't go wrong with that. Cooper's Craft Bourbon. Horse Soldier. We're going to have a vertical sampling from Scotty Neal and his crew over at American Freedom Distillers. Hudson Baby Bourbon up from the Empire State of New York. Ballantine Bourbon Ball Whiskey. We've got three from Clyde Mays.
We got a fourth one. Peter just brought nice cask.
All right, Peter.
Whiskey.
Peter Corey just brought four. We've got four Clyde Mays from Alabama, High West American Prairie, Old Forster Birthday Bourbon that I brought from 2016, which Dan O'Connor from Breakthrough Beverage, Sommelier Dave, one of your colleagues,
yes.
every year would give me a bottle. I have not received my bottle in 2018, so just a little bit of a hint there.
I told him that.
I brought some Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select. Hey, by the way, Tommy, do you want a sip of that? Go ahead. Oh, you want the Jeffersons? Well, we're going to get the Jeffersons, too. Not so fast, my friend. We got more coming. The Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select. We've got John Drew Rye. You know, Jonathan Drew from Drew Estate Cigars. He's now gotten into the spirits business. The John Drew Braxton Mash Destroyer, a bourbon and rum mash. Garrison Brothers Texas Straight Bourbon. Knob Creek, plus the Knob Creek Single Barrel Select Rye that is selected specifically by Jeff Borshowitz and Tommy DiAdio for Corona Cigars in the Davidoff Store and Lounge. That is from barrel number 5947, 115 proof. We've got the Jefferson's Presidential 17-year-old that Tommy just sampled. Jack Daniel's Single Barrel, the Cigar Dave Alpha Selection. I actually have brought the bottle that Master Distiller Jeff Arnett and I, 3 years ago this week, actually I selected from about 50 different barrels. We narrowed it from 50 to about 5, 5 to 3, and then I narrowed it down to one bottle, and it is lot number 10-G-21, and it was barrel number, let me see here. I've got to look at the barrel number that we selected here. Barrel number 154880, 94 proof, and with a gold marker, Jeff Arnett and I actually put the tasting notes, caramel entry, clean center, soft oak finish, and my term, sweet complexity, so we're all going to try that. We'll see if my adjectives were correct, but I know that they are. And we've probably got some other samples of spirits that we will go along the way. So, Sommelier Dave, without any further delay, let's do this. Let's start off. Why don't we start off with the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Cigar Dave Alpha Select that, by the way, at the time was available at the ABC Wine and Spirit stores. We were going to put it in about 20 different stores. We actually did a tour. We were going to go to about 5 different stores. We had the barrel. We never made it, I think, past the first store, the store on Kennedy Boulevard in the Cigar City of Tampa. I'm going to take just a little sip of that. I will pour that for everybody just a little bit. We'll do that. We'll do that. I think we need some more.
I have.
I got a little?
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit of that. Fantastic. There you go. All right. Wow, nice sweetness on the nose. And, again, this is a single barrel. What was really unique about this single barrel is the fact that there were other barrels within – two or three barrels of the barrel that I selected, and each one had a very different complexion. So, without any further delay, let's say
cheers,
cheers on that.
Nostrovia.
L'chaim, as we start the 2018 Mega Bourbon and American Whiskey Tasting here on the Cigar Dave Show. Now, a lot of warmth coming down.
But not that hot.
Not that hot.
It's smooth.
Definitely oakiness.
Mm-hmm.
Let
a
me
lot
take
of nice
another
flavor
sip.
On it.
Mm-hmm. Gents, what do you think? We've got Chris and Peter. Oh, come on over, guys. Chris Rich from Heaven's Door Bourbon and Stolen Whiskey. Peter Corey of Clyde Mays Bourbon. Go ahead. Chris, what did you think?
It's actually fairly soft on the palate. What's the proof on that?
94.
94.
In fact, soft oak finish.
There
is what
go.
We put
it
on.
Definitely tastes it.
Sweet complexity.
Soft. Good mouthfeel.
Let's get Peter over on the microphone there. Peter, pop on over. What'd you think? Again, from Clyde Mays Bourbon.
I sort of wish that this was 6 p.m. and not noon.
Well, don't worry about it because you know what? It's 6 p.m. somewhere around
That's
the world.
Right. 6 p.m. somewhere. Cheers.
Mick the Brit, it's 6 p.m., so enjoy. Very, very good. All right, so we've got the very first bourbon. Actually, this isn't a bourbon. This is a Tennessee whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things about Jack Daniel's that's very unique, they use a charcoal filtering process where they slowly drip the Tennessee whiskey down through the charcoal. What that does is it picks up the corn oiliness, any residue, and it's clean. Gentleman Jack does a second charcoal filtering after it comes out of the barrel. That's why that's my, one of my favorites, very, very smooth.
Because that's why it's not a bourbon, because of that charcoal filtering.
Well, also, right, they call it Tennessee whiskey. But when you, what's very interesting is when you taste bourbon, you will taste some of that oiliness, and that kind of eliminates it, smooths it, gets some of the impurities, but very, very good. And again, I'm going to have to get up to see Jeff Arnett. In fact, Dan O'Connor and I,
it was
great.
Wonderful.
We sold the thing out, and I still have, I think, two bottles left, including the original sample bottle that I'm going to keep. That is a memento, and we'll take a picture of that. Sergeant Steve, go ahead, and we'll put pictures of that at CigarDave.com and on social media. All right, so the first spirit is done, the Jack Daniel's Single Barrel, the Cigar Dave Alpha Selection. Tell you what, next up, what are we going to do here, Sommelier Dave?
I was going to do it like I wrote it up, the Treaty Oak.
Treaty Oak. Tell me about Treaty Oak.
Treaty Oak is out of Texas. It's, in fact, the national sales manager is a friend of yours who is now working with them. Treaty Oak is from their distillery. It's named after the 28-acre ranch in Dripping Springs, Texas. They have a Ghost Hill bourbon, and we're going to try a red-handed bourbon. It's been mashed, fermented, distilled, barreled, aged on-site at Treaty Oak. So if it was a wine, it would be known as an estate bottling.
Let me take a look at that bottle. I'm getting a lot of corn on the nose, a lot of sweetness. And this looks like almost a medicinal, old-time pharmacy medicinal bottle.
Correct. You're getting a lot of the producers to put...
Wow, this is cool. Very small bottle. This is what, 240 milliliters? I've never seen that before. From Dripping Springs, Texas.
Dripping Springs.
Made grain to glass. All right, let's say cheers on this one. We'll try this. Huh. Wow. Young.
Yeah.
But smooth. You can definitely get the corn.
4 years of aging.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Got a lot of that corn sweetness.
Yeah.
Almost like when you get a corn mash, or a white dog, they call it. Interesting. Treaty Oak Distilling. This looks like if you told somebody, I need this bourbon for medicinal purposes.
This is what
the doctor would write the script for at the pharmacy. So, all right, Ghost Hill. Let's do the Treaty Oak. Give me the red-handed bourbon real quick. We'll try that one. All right, tell me about this in 20 seconds.
So we have a double gold medal recipient from the 50 best bourbon listings. It's bourbon worth stealing. It's very thoughtful. It's a nice high grain of corn. Very flavorful, very smooth.
All right, very interesting. A little bit more spiciness, not as much of that corn sweetness. Real quick, suggested retail for those 240
You're
milliliters.
Looking at 47 on the Ghost Hill and 36 on the red-handed bourbon.
All right, not inexpensive, so definitely on the expensive side. All right, when we come back, I think I still count. We've got about 26 more bourbons and American whiskeys for our mega Bourbon and American Whiskey Tasting Maneuver Edition of the Cigar Dave Show.
The September selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is a Rocky Patel Acclaimed Sandler featuring the 2006 vintage San Andreas. This cigar has an 11-year-old San Andreas wrapper with Nicaraguan fillers and a Connecticut broadleaf binder. It's a spicy, medium to full-bodied smoke with a rich, leathery finish. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Resner family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
Well, we need a cigar that will pair up nicely with the American whiskeys and bourbons and ryes that we are going to be sampling. So I test Tommy DiEdio. Tommy D, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa and the three Corona cigar stores. I said, Tommy D, I will delegate you to select the National Cigar Lightation cigar today, and he has selected for me a magnificent stick, the new Davidoff Chef's Edition, an interesting collaboration with master blenders, master chefs, various chefs from around the world, and they start with pronounced notes. So they look for oak and pepper and licorice and coffee and chocolate and cumin and eucalyptus, and they try to get it all together, and they try various different blends. That's what a chef does. They take various ingredients, they put it all together, and that's exactly what Davidoff did with their Chef's Edition 2008. Only 5,000 boxes worldwide, 5,000 boxes of 10. Suggested retail is $30, one size only, a Toro. 6 inches in length with a 52 ring gauge. And as we know, ring gauge is expressed in diameter of an inch. So 52/64 of an inch in diameter for this Davidoff Chef's Edition 2018. The wrapper is from the Dominican Republic. The binder is a Mexican San Andreas Marron Maduro. The filler, some Dominican Republic Piloto Visus, some Dominican Yamasa Visus, some San Vicente Mejorado Lejero, and from Nicaragua, some Esteli Visus. So we've got a nice two-country blend with one, two, three, four different fillers. And again, when you're a chef, use various ingredients, you put it all together, and the Davidoff Chef's Edition 2008 is what we will enjoy today. And as I mentioned, not an expensive, super premium cigar, $30 per stick.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go. And I should mention that I got to thank Marky Mark, the general manager here at Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City. When I came today, he had a whole assortment of accoutrements, cutters, scissors, piercers, multiple litation devices, all filled with butane. Marky Mark, nice work.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, he brought me this giant Lotus Vertigo device with four different flames, and he's got it on the max setting. So when you're done lighting your cigar, you can use this to weld steel beams and a skyscraper, should you desire. Put this on the back of your car, and it becomes the Batmobile.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected.
Area clear of all enemies of pleasure.
Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut, as always. And I will now toast the foot of this Davidoff Chef's Edition 2018. For $30, I'm going to make sure I savor and enjoy every single huff. Fantastic sommelier, Dave. You have not conducted litation yet. What are you waiting for?
Well, usually I'm already halfway through my cigar.
Three quarters of the way through.
You usually let me know that.
Great draw. Very nice. Nice notes. Nice taste on the palate.
Has a great aroma to it. Love it.
Take a few puffs here. Tell you what, getting some nice pepper. Almost like digging into a nice New York strip that's been Pittsburgh style medium rare with some nice peppercorns on the top. Very nice. Take a few more puffs. Outstanding. Perfect selection. Tommy D, nice work. The Davidoff Chef's Edition 2018 from Davidoff, our cigar that we have just lit for the National Cigar Litation Ceremony that we will pair up with all of the bourbons, whiskeys, and rye whiskeys that we will sample today. In fact, this reminds me, I like this cigar. I'm going to have to talk to Rich over at Davidoff and make sure he saves me a box. There's only 5,000 boxes. I got to make sure he stashes a few for me. All right, sommelier Dave Cavanis rejoins us. We've got a special guest that has just joined us right now, Chris Rich of Spirit Investment Partners. They are involved with Heaven's Door Bourbon and Stolen Whiskey. And one of my favorite bourbons that was introduced to me, got to be now about 5-plus years ago from sommelier Dave, Angel's Envy. He said, General, you're going to love it.
This.
The guys that started Woodford Reserve, the master distiller, try this. The bottle is unique, and it really has become a huge hit, so much so that I want to say about maybe 2 years ago, the company was sold. Angel's Envy was sold. And
to Bacardi.
To Bacardi. Yep. And actually, they're doing so well that they just finished building a new distillery. They're talking about building another new distillery because business has been so good. And Lincoln Henderson, who is now deceased, was we've had him on the show.
Sure.
Great guy to have on. Great passion for what he was doing. And now, interesting story, Chris. After the sale, you have a sales team. You've got distillers. You got a whole crew out there wanting to do something. And here you are.
Here we are. We launched the brand end of April, beginning of May. And we've got all the team back together that was involved in the beginning with building Angel's Envy. And launched the brand Heaven's Door, along with another gentleman people are familiar with named Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Here you go. You see his name written right on the label on the back.
So how is Bob Dylan involved on this?
He's part owner. He owns 35% of the brand.
He does. Yeah. Okay. Like a rock.
Yep. A few years ago, he decided he was interested in getting the whiskey business, and our people caught wind of that and started the conversations to get involved. And 3 years later, we have Heaven's Door.
All right. And, by the way, very unique bottle. Very not quite like the Angel's Envy bottle, but, again, a very unique bottle that has some – not really. It's got – just looking at it, initially the profile, how it kind of narrows – it kind of starts narrow and then widens out, flares out. But you've got some interesting things on the front that are like embossed on here that are.
Well, Bob Dylan does sculpturing.
I didn't know that.
So that
he's a welder and does metal work and welding. Has a welding studio.
And that's in honor of that.
I did not know that. Now, where does Bob Dylan reside now?
L.A., I believe.
He's in L.A. Okay,
his ironwork studio is in L.A.
All right.
It's called the Black Buffalo.
The Black Buffalo. I like that. And, of course, I know Bob as Robert Allen Zimmerman way back from his days in Duluth when he was born in Duluth, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But now he's in Malibu. But how do you get Robert Allen Zimmerman to Bob Dylan? Well, Bob, the Robert I get, but I'm trying to figure out the other day. But in any event, good old Bob Dylan. So is he actually a bourbon drinker, I would assume?
Yes, he is a whiskey drinker, and he was involved in the blending and the process as we came with coming up with the taste profile and whatnot with the whiskeys.
Now, I believe Lincoln Henderson's son was very active as well in Angel's Envy. Now he's the master distiller for Heaven's Door?
No, Wes Henderson is still with Angel's Envy.
He still is.
This is a different project separate from
that. Gotcha, so totally separate.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just a lot of the same crew with the same background experience. All right, so as I say cheers, tell me about this Heaven's Door. This is Tennessee bourbon.
Tennessee bourbon. Tennessee.
And you're building a distillery in Nashville.
In Nashville, yep. A beautiful facility that we're going to be building in a 140-year-old church about two blocks away from Broadway. And this Tennessee bourbon here is 6.5 years aged. It's 70% corn, 22 rye, and 8 barley. A nice high rye mash bill, 22%, which shows. Got a nice spicy edge to it. Very powerful.
It does.
Very powerful bourbon for only 90 proof. Our other two whiskeys are pretty mellow and tame, so this one, they intentionally wanted to have a nice, spicy, edgy, powerful backbone to it, and it shows.
So I know, like Angel's Envy, it took a while because you can't just say, great, we're going to start distilling whiskey. It's an aging process, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. So in the interim, you are working with some other distilleries on the juice, and then but you're putting it through what, a secondary kind of fermentation similar to Angel's Envy?
This isn't a finished bourbon like Angel's Envy is. We do have a rye whiskey that's finished in French oak. They're actually called cigar barrels, ironically.
Okay.
And our double barrel is a unique Tennessee blend, putting it through Lincoln County process, charcoal mellowing
right.
Mentioned earlier, and finished in a new charred oak barrel for an extra year. So we are playing with some unique angles with the different whiskeys, but this specific bourbon is not a finished bourbon.
Okay, so you have total now of three in the Heaven's Door. Now we've got Stolen whiskey. Now tell me about Stolen. That's kind of an interesting. The bottle's unique. There's a little. I like. It almost looks like somebody took a Sharpie and scratched out what this whiskey was originally. So barrel finished with smoke oak staves. Tell me about this.
Okay, so that is our Stolen American whiskey. It is over 11 years old. It's 100% corn whiskey, which is very unique to have an age statement like that on 100% corn whiskey. I believe later on you're going to be tasting a Hudson Baby Bourbon, which
That's right.
Also 100% corn whiskey. So that corn mash bill is going to put a nice sweeter front to it.
aged over 11 years in all used bourbon barrels. So if it was in new oak, we could potentially call it a bourbon, but it's just going to be an American whiskey.
And I see that you're working with St. Petersburg Distillery.
They're doing our bottling. Very nice. And a little bit of our finishing, yes.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. One of the craft distillers that they built a big distillery number of years ago, so that's great. So Stolen Whiskey, what does this retail for a bottle?
Retail on that's around $39.99, and the Heaven's Door Tennessee Bourbon's at $49.99 retail.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, both very different
for
in
sure.
terms of the flavor. Definitely, I would say the Stolen Whiskey, a little bit softer, not as complex, but very nice. Take one more sip.
And it's a unique package.
It is.
And a great story on why it's called Stolen.
Why is it called Stolen?
We're basically up front that we don't have a distillery. We are going around and sourcing or stealing, if you will. So this was a stolen whiskey. We stole it from Indiana originally. So it
MGP.
Is produced at MGP, our friends over at MGP.
And by the
in
way,
Indiana.
I've got to say that I don't know why a lot of people want to hide the fact with MGP,
they
which
should.
Is the old Seagram's distillery.
Correct.
They have got, first of all, incredible volume of spirits, but they age their spirits. They really do a great job, and in fact, they were coming out with their own brands, but everybody wanted to kind of hide away from that fact, similar in the cigar industry, where a lot of companies would go to, for example, Plasencia Cigar, but they'd say, oh, no, we don't want to tell who makes it, but now they're like, yeah, because Plasencia has great tobacco, great manufacturing processes, they know how to age their cigars, same thing with MGP, and now you've got the luxury of saying, okay, now we're going to be putting some other brands down the road as you open your distillery, but now you're in the business because otherwise you can't make, you just can't put out anything because there's that aging process. You can't rush the hands of time.
And a lot of these whiskeys, they are trying to rush a little bit, and they're
right.
releasing 2- and 3-year-old whiskeys that I just,
or
there's a
young.
Reason. There's
Tastes
a reason
like
there's 4 to 6 years
right.
on average for a bourbon.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We're going to hit them, but we're going to sample around and move around. But we'll list every one of the bourbons that we have available here at CigarDave.com. It is our mega bourbon and American whiskey tasting edition of the Cigar Dave Show as we celebrate the end of National Bourbon Heritage Month.
Never miss a minute of the show
when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app
for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices.
You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device.
Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store.
Search Cigar Dave.
Gurkha has just launched 3 new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, The Gurkha Marquesa and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha. Cigar Dave Officers Club members receive fabulous cigars each and every month, and I am pleased to tell you for September 2018, no exception. I got together with Rocky Patel, and we created the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Cigar Sampler because all three cigars in the September 2018 selection are award-winning. Starting off with the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary, a robust masterpiece. Then you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas, the first cigar produced in Rocky's boutique Nicaraguan factory with a very sought-after Mexican San Andrean wrapper. Finally, you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Royale, a hidden gem. The Royale is rife with flavor and complexity. The September 2018 Officers Club selection featuring the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Cigar Sampler. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club now. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
As I enjoy my Davidoff Chef's Edition 2018. Quick news item here revolving around bourbon. Four Roses Distillery. 50 employees went on strike at the beginning of September at their main distillery and at their Cox Creek facility in Lawrence, their main distillery in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Good news. They settled the strike a week ago yesterday. They went back to work this week. Apparently, the dispute involved whether or not there would be language giving workers the option to keep current sick leave policy or sign up for a short-term disability plan. And the head of the union said that there's no animosity between the workers, the guys, and the company, just business, and they're looking forward to getting back to work, to making bourbon. And the union did it at a very strategic time, had their guys picketing during the Kentucky Bourbon Heritage Festival. So clearly that's not kind of the optics you want, but they got it settled. All right, Sommelier Dave, next up, let's talk about Michter's Small Batch Bourbon.
Michter's has been produced since 1753, right? Northwest of Philadelphia in the old Shanks, Tomas Shanks, Swiss Mennonite, who was making whiskeys. George Washington was buying the whiskeys, helped fund the American Revolution. It has since progressed, was repurchased, brought to Shively, Kentucky, to where it is being produced right now.
All right. Say cheers on that. Take a sip.
The original.
Nice vanilla notes on the nose, and smooth. Not a lot of spice. No bite.
This is their small batch bourbon. It is aged at least 5 years. And it's going to be 91.4%. Has a lot of good flavor. It's about 72% corn.
But it's got the corn, but because it's properly aged, you don't have that sweet, corny, that corn taste.
Well, that comes from the original distiller, which was Dr. No. And now he has retired, and now it's gone to Pam Howman, who used to work for Maker's Mark for a lot of years.
All right, suggested retail for the Michter's Small Batch.
On the Michter's Small Batch, we're looking at $39.
All right, let's go to
42.
Let's go to the Woodford. I brought the remnants of a bottle of Woodford that I have, and they're the official bourbon, I believe, for the Kentucky Derby when they make their mint juleps. And as you talk about it, I'm going to say cheers.
So Woodford is over there in Versailles, Kentucky. What you're going to get is a clean, brilliant honey amber look. The aroma should be rich with dry fruit, hints of mint and oranges, and you should have a little bit of a cocoa, faint vanilla, tobacco spice.
Getting a lot of citrus, and I get that little mint in the back of the palate. And we've had their ambassador on before, and he talked about why Woodford is different, how they use the grains and the stills and how they do the whole distillation process, but very, very nice. And you're right. It's got a little bit of minty freshness on the back of the palate. I'll tell you what would be great. Put a little drizzle on this, on a little bit of maybe like a little sorbet, a neutral sorbet, and that would be a nice refreshing cleansing of the palate between courses.
Your finish would be really silky smooth, almost creamy at first, and then it'd be long, warm, satisfying all the way through.
And suggested retail for the
you're looking anywhere $36, $39 a bottle.
All right, so about $35 to $40 a bottle. All right, next up, Sommelier Dave, let's do this. Let's celebrate with the Old Forster Birthday Bourbon. Now, the Old Forster Birthday Bourbon comes out every single year right around the fall. And it is, they like to call it the whiskey of your dreams.
yeah, because you dream if you could get it.
Now, this is from 2016.
16.
This is the 2016 when it was bottled. So this is 3 years old. But this year is a little different because it will be the first birthday bourbon to be bottled at the Old Forster New Distillery on Louisville's iconic Whiskey Row.
Correct.
The spot, same spot where it existed prior to Prohibition. The Old Forster, the birthday bourbon, a special release to commemorate the birthday of its founder, George Garvin Brown, September 2nd. And they, I mean, it's about $100 a bottle, only 2,400 six-bottle cases. And they use the select of the select. I will say cheers on this one.
This is going to be really rich. Dark cherry cobbler notes. Should be a long finish, maybe herbal lemon finish.
Well, 2 years ago when President Donald J. Trump won the election, election night, the next morning at 7 a.m. I was in my office. One of my colleagues, I brought him into my office. I had a bottle of Old Forster birthday bourbon from 2010. Opened that up. We celebrated to President Donald J. Trump. Make America great again, an Old Forster bourbon. Always making bourbon great.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah. I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says things are going great.
Poverty is plummeting. Our stock market is soaring. Reached its all-time high, by the way, in history, which I view as jobs, jobs, jobs.
Down the stump in Wheeling, West Virginia tonight, Mr. Trump covered a variety of topics, even used Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as a rallying cry for voters to turn out in November's elections. Tesla CEO Elon Musk and the electric car company have agreed to pay a total of $40 million and make a series of concessions to settle government lawsuit alleging Musk duped investors with misleading statements about a proposed buyout of that company.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has announced the settlement just 2 days after filing a case seeking to oust Musk as CEO. The settlement will require Musk to relinquish his role as chairman for at least 3 years, but he will be able to remain as CEO.
It's correspondent Ken Norman with the report. The FBI's investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, going beyond those of Christine Ford. Deborah Ramirez, the second woman to come forward, she accused Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct when he was a Yale student as part of the Bureau's investigation of the nominee.
Senate leaders agreed to delay a final vote on Kavanaugh's nomination to allow for a one-week FBI probe of the accusations. The Senate Judiciary Committee says the investigation should be limited to current credible allegations against Kavanaugh and be finished by next Friday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two Mississippi police officers shot and killed this morning in a confrontation in the city of Brookhaven. They were responding at about 5 a.m. to a report of shots fired. Amid the exchange, both officers were mortally wounded, pronounced dead at a local hospital. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is today's entertainment answer. Hey gang, get ready, because the must-see animated comedy Smallfoot is in theaters September 28th. Imagine a village of yetis who think that humans are the myth.
It's a terrifying creature with perfect white teeth and breath that just smells all minty fresh. And the only hair that has on its entire body is on the top of its head.
So get ready, I mean yeti, for Smallfoot, rated PG, in theaters September 28th. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Southern California authorities have closed several miles of beach following a shark attack that injured a boy who was diving for lobsters. The attack around 7 this morning at Beacons Beach in the Lucadia area of Encinitas is a city just north of San Diego.
A young 13-year-old male was in the water. At the time, it was opening season for lobster season. There was multiple other people in the water diving, and they were out there trying to acquire lobsters.
The victim was immediately hauled aboard a kayak by three others who were in the water on opening day. The boy was brought ashore, flown by helicopters to a trauma center. The rescuers were an off-duty police officer and a third person who were also lobster diving. Witnesses estimated the shark was about 11 feet long. but officers say the species has not been determined. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. That time of year, have you gotten your flu shot yet?
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams reminds us that last year's influenza was particularly lethal. Influenza contributed to the death of 80,000 Americans last year. It's particularly important for children, seniors, pregnant women, and anyone with heart or lung disease to get immunized as soon as possible. Ample vaccine is available now. This is Dr. Charles Snyder in Washington.
Colorado's top federal prosecutor says his office may take legal action against the licensed marijuana businesses that violate state law or use their status under state law as a shield while selling their product on the black market. Bob Troyer acknowledged that until now, federal officials in Colorado have largely focused on prosecuting the people running entirely illegal marijuana grows. The operations are often concealed on federal forest land or inside houses, spurring regular complaints from local law enforcement. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here, says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
To the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions, the cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, 1 hour remains as we celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month. Celebrating bourbon and American whiskeys the entire month, the U.S. Senate declared September to be National Bourbon Heritage Month way back. We make a party and a celebration of it, and we always wrap it up with a giant tasting. And today is no exception, or should I say this month is no exception, as we continue mega bourbon and American whiskey tasting maneuvers on today's edition of the Cigar Dave Show, the final edition of the Cigar Dave Show in the 2018 National Bourbon Heritage Month celebration of shows. We have moved Command Center Alpha to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. We're surrounded by cigars, great American whiskeys. All is A-OK. Welcome back, hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show, the global five-star and global alpha male in chief, front and center, your commanding officer. And wherever you may be, we hope that you are enjoying your bourbon and whiskey tasting maneuvers. And the great thing is, you don't need to have the 30-plus whiskeys and bourbons that we have us in front of us today. You can get four or five guys together and say, all right, we're each going to put in $20-$30. And we're going to go purchase maybe four bottles of bourbons or American whiskeys. We're going to get some steaks. We're going to put them on the grill. We're each going to have a cigar or two. We're going to have about 4 or 5 hours of great camaraderie, some laughs, some jokes, enjoying tasting maneuvers. You don't have to make this a formal process. It should be fun. It should be enjoyable. It should be with friends or, of course, members of your harem you can never go wrong with. And I've got some friends front and center. We're rejoined by Sommelier Dave, front and center. Sommelier Dave, I think we've knocked off now about maybe 7 or 8 different bourbons and whiskeys. We're going to have to pick up the pace here in hour number 2.
We sure will, and I know we will.
All right. We've got a guest that will join us in just a moment. But Sommelier Dave, we're talking about the popularity of American whiskeys and bourbons. And the sign of popularity is when the foreign distilleries and the Scotch producers and the big global beverage giants want to get in on the action on craft distilling. The Edrington Group, which we know very well, the parent company of Macallan, Glenross, Highland Park. We've had them at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the flight line this past February. They were participating as spirits company with great rum and whiskeys and tequilas. They have just formed a strategic partnership with Wyoming Whiskey in Kirby, Wyoming. They're going to become part of Edrington's portfolio. Wyoming Whiskey was founded back in 2009, and they've got their single barrel, their barrel proof bourbons, their double cask, their steamboat. And what's very interesting is they're not the only one getting involved, Sommelier Dave, as Ron Popeil would say, but wait, there's more. Diageo, isn't Diageo the largest?
Yeah, they are currently.
Currently, huge. They have just entered into a strategic partnership, or should I say a joint venture, with a Westward American single malt, which is made at the House Spirits Distillery in Portland, Oregon. And the deal includes investment in both the facility and inventory, as well as the Westward brand. Now, majority ownership and control will still remain with Westward's founder and investors, including Joe Montana, former NFL San Francisco 49er, great member of the Hall of Fame. But what we are seeing now is when the big international conglomerates want to get on the action, they have FOMO. Do you know what FOMO is?
A lot of money.
No? Fear of missing out.
Sure. Well, that's what Budweiser did with InBev.
That's
they went and bought up all the little craft
that's right.
beer companies.
That's exactly right. So doing the same thing. Now, Sommelier Dave, we sampled the Michter's small batch bourbon.
Small batch.
Michter's has, a number of years ago, had a release called their US-1 Toasted Barrel Finish. But it was off the market for 3 years because of inventory problems. This month, Michter's announced that the US-1 Toasted Barrel Finished Bourbon will be released in limited quantities. And what is interesting is they take their straight bourbon, then they age it for an additional period of 18 months in a second custom-made barrel that is assembled from air-dried wood and then toasted but not charred. And by keeping that, using that toasting, it adds a unique taste and flavor profile. It's bottled at 91.4 proof, the same proof as the current US-1 small batch bourbon offering. Suggested retail price, $60. Limited distribution. Sommelier Dave,
if you can find it. I'm getting asked by a lot of people about it. Years ago, I talked to Willie Pratt, who was the Dr. No I referred to. He said it was just something they experimented with, like when he was working with Bron Forman. And he didn't think it would go much to anything, and it took off. Everybody wanted it, and now he's brought it back through Pam Howman, who's doing their distilling, and it sold out. We got X amount of cases in our distribution, and they're already into the system. So if you can find it, buy it.
All right. Well, some new spirits that you will be able to find and buy come from or will be coming from the state of Alabama. Now, what's interesting is Alabama not exactly known to be a distilling mecca, but we have got Peter Corey of Conica Ridge Distillery in Alabama. They are the distillers, or will be the distillers, of Clyde Mays Bourbon. Peter, you're from Syracuse. I'm an alum of Syracuse University, so we have a lot in common.
That's correct, and we were talking earlier about the change in weather that's occurring up there now, and talking to some of my old friends, they're kind of putting away their pools and boats, and they're getting ready and fire up their snowblowers for the oncoming onslaught. And we know that all too well of what that's like.
December will be 30 years that I have been a resident of the Cigar City of Tampa. I am proud to say, in 30 years, I have never once looked at a snowblower, bought a snowblower, or come near a snowblower. Because when people say, I need you to come up and do an event, like in the middle of January or February, like in the Northeast or Chicago or Milwaukee, my answer is, we'll wait until May or June. Exactly. Not happening. Yeah. No interest. But a great restaurant we used to love called Aunt Josie's.
Yes.
Right north of down Salina Street, yes. Downtown Syracuse. There's an institution.
Yes.
Best baked ziti in the pot anywhere in the world.
And it was a mecca. And sorry to say it's gone out of business.
I know.
And there are a couple left. And we talked about Josie's on the Circle
yep.
and how nice that is to get back there. I was back there recently for a high school reunion and made a stop in specially. For some of their offerings, and I've filled up.
Well, I know that if I were to stop at the Varsity in Syracuse right now to go get a couple of slices of their great pizza, I would look right above where the kitchen is, and they've got banners of every single team the Syracuse Orangemen play in football, and it's a tradition. Every time you beat them, you flip it over. Right now, there'd be four in a row flipped over. The Syracuse Orangemen, four wins in a row. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're really having a good season. It's tough, great to see.
Tough game today at Clemson. We'll see what happens. All right, let's talk about Clyde Mays Bourbon. Who was Clyde Mays?
Okay, so Clyde Mays, a real person, was born in 1922. At the age of 13, he discovers moonshining. He's from southeastern Alabama, around Troy, Alabama, and goes off and serves at the age of 21 in the Army, comes home. Decorated veteran, Purple Heart, Bronze Star, starts a big family. He's a farmer, a logger, and a moonshiner. He discovers moonshining and is a means of helping his family sustain themselves. And so he really has, from 1946 until 1971, a 25-year run. And he's not just your average moonshiner. What he's doing, which is much different, is he's actually taking some of his moonshine and he's putting it in, ready, American white oak charred barrels. At the time, that's revolutionary, but he's doing it, and he's using it as his Christmas offerings for his friends. At the end of the process, through discovery of trial and error, he finds that by taking green apple slices, baking them, and putting them in at the end, that imparts a little bit of smoothness to the whiskey. Hence, the Alabama style is born. And so that's where the Alabama style comes from. And we pay homage to Clyde, who, by the way, never sold a legal bottle of whiskey in his life. We pay homage to him by putting his pictures, he and his family, on every label. So it's a proud heritage.
Fantastic. Now, you're building a distillery. There is, up heretofore, there was no distilleries in Alabama.
That's correct. It's sort of a, you know, I was up and I did an event last night and I was asking trivia question. Lynchburg, Tennessee is celebrating 152 years of Jack Daniel's of distilling. And I asked the question, does anybody know how many years Alabama's been celebrating legal distilling? And you know, the answer is that they legalized distilling in November 2013. They got a little bit of catching
long
up
way
to
go.
Yeah. What Clyde's son Kenny did in 2001 to take the brand illegal, since they didn't like being pursued by the law, is he took it up to Kentucky and he was getting his recipe made up there, and then he was bringing it back and distributing it. And they did that for about a dozen years, really as a regional brand, and it wasn't until the group that I'm with stepped in 2014 and purchased it, and we took it to
the next level,
national distribution.
So. All right, so Sommelier Dave, we have just poured
the straight whiskey,
the Clyde Mays straight bourbon whiskey. And tell me about this, Peter.
So this is a 5- and 6-year-old Kentucky bourbon. We are contracting this with a very prominent Kentucky distillery.
Until your distillery is up and running.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in the process of doing that.
God, it's got a nice sweetness, a very fruity nose to it.
Yeah, this has got a high corn content, 70% corn.
All right, we'll say cheers. We'll take a sip. The Clyde Mays straight bourbon whiskey.
Nice brown sugar, some baked apricot.
Now, you said something about the baked apple.
Yeah, that's in the Alabama style.
Oh, it's in the Alabama style. Okay, so this is a straight bourbon whiskey.
Straight bourbon.
But I got to tell you, this got some sweet warmth on the palate. On the CDWF, the Cigar Dave Warmth Factor scale, This is about an 8.7. I mean, it's got some nice warmth coming down.
You get a little bit of spice on there, some fruit.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
It's
like
a
bottle.
Long finish. Yeah,
yeah, very good. Smooth. Not a lot of sizzle to it. Not a lot of bite. Very pleasant. Suggested retail of the Clyde Mays Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
About $40.
Okay, very nice. Now, you mentioned that Clyde Mays is the, what is it, fastest growing bourbon whiskey now, according to one of the...
Yeah, according to A.C. Nielsen, that tracks sales through the register, Clyde Mays is the fastest growing American whiskey in America.
All right, next up is the Alabama style. Now, this is the one that Clyde used to put the little baked apple into.
Right, this is the Alabama style. You're going to notice that you're going to get a little bit of a nose here, a little bit of sweetness.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So when Clyde made this, he gave this to the people that bought his regular white corn. It was like a little Christmas gift. Here, thank you for being one of my patrons. Here's my Alabama style.
Okay, I'll take a sip here. Very subtle on the sweetness.
Yeah.
Very subtle, little woodiness. Very smooth, not a lot of warmth. No bite whatsoever.
No, no.
And very smooth.
And what I will tell people, and we're very cautious about not calling this a flavored whiskey, as soon as you say that you add a little bit of sweetness to it, right away people will assume, oh, that's a flavored whiskey, I'm not interested. Instead, what we say that it's a whiskey with a little flavor added.
Very nice. Now, the next one we go to is the straight rye whiskey. Now, rye making a very big comeback right now. We're going to sample a few ryes. Rye was the original American spirit, distilled spirit. George Washington, rye in his recipe.
Yeah.
And when we think about rye, a lot of spiciness, a lot of pepper notes, just a lot of sizzle, a lot of strength to it. So tell me about the Clyde Mays Straight Rye.
Okay, so this product is brand new. It is just coming out within the last week or so.
It's got a very fragrant aroma to it.
Yeah, and we've been trying this for the last couple of years, anxious to get it to a point where we could release it, obviously sitting on it, knowing the popularity that rye has been experiencing, watching all of those sales figures. So the response has been extremely positive. It's got a big rye content, 95% rye.
Wow, so let's say cheers. And what's the proof on this?
94.
94, okay. Oh, yeah, but you know what?
There's no heat on it.
No heat, and I got to tell you.
I got a little sweetness.
I got a little sweetness with a little bit of spice,
yeah.
But it's very smooth.
Very
this
tasty.
Is great.
Right.
This is very smooth. I thought this was going to be, you know, like a shot
punch
right
your
straight
face.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Not at all.
Now, what makes it, why is it that you're able to get out of this 95% rye content such smoothness?
You know, I'm not the distiller, but I'm sure that they would tell you that there's flawless execution and the handling of the product and the barrels that they're using.
Right, and in the aging.
All right, now next up,
all right,
we are going to the big boy.
Yeah, this is something special that I brought just for you.
Just for me.
Very limited supply. This is our cask product.
Okay.
This happens to be the 9-year-old, and so what you're about to taste is an Alabama style, so we do add a little bit of that green apple cinnamon at the end. 9-year-old bourbon is what we start with. We can't call it bourbon because we add the green apple at the end.
Right. So Alabama-style whiskey, 9 years of age, 117. No, wait a minute. What proof was that?
117.
That is right.
Yeah.
I had to do a double take. I'm like, wait a minute.
And if I covered that up, and oftentimes we do these tastings and challenge people to tell us, do you think that that's 117? You'll never believe it.
Yeah, you wouldn't because it didn't come down hot.
No, it's not hot, but boy, it's got some major kick to it.
If you look at a lot of the major distilleries, especially Scotland, they do a lot of barrel strength bottling of their whiskeys.
Wow, this has got a lot of strength. There's no question about it. This has got some serious kick. Let me take one more sip. But again, definitely more strength, but not that's going to knock you down and say, whoa, man, anywhere near there. Yeah, crazy.
No, and it's very affordable in the market.
All right, so we've got all from Clyde Mays. So now the cask strength, very limited. Tell us where is it distributed now?
So Clyde Mays is distributed here in Florida. You can find it in Winn-Dixie, Walgreens, Walmart, Total Wine, ABC. So all of the meat.
But is it around the country? Because we're syndicated coast to coast.
Yes. And, I can't speak specifically to all of the different states.
But it's available?
But it's available nationally. It's available in all 50 states. and distribution is growing. Obviously, Total Wine, which has a big footprint as a retailer, carries an extensive line of it. But it's growing in popularity by leaps and bounds.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. I will tell you what, Sommelier Dave, we talked about a hot toddy.
Yep, there you go.
You know, when we go into this time of year, we want to talk about some bourbon and American whiskey-related cocktails and libations. We go into cold and flu season. Now, I take a flu shot, so I try to avoid the flu, but every so often you get that URI, the upper respiratory infection, and you get nasally and you're stuffed up and the congestion. I'm going to tell you, a hot toddy with a little bit of this Clyde Mays cask-strength Alabama-style whiskey.
Knock it right out.
Little warm. I think that would be very soothing and very medicinal.
Yes, you would. It'd be like an ounce and a third of the Clyde Mays, maybe four or five of the cloves, a lemon twist, about a quarter ounce of lemon juice, teaspoon of brown sugar, and some hot water. Go for it.
It's easy to make.
Yeah, very easy.
It's better than hot tea, I'll tell you that. And I'll tell you what else. When you do make a hot toddy, let that steam just get your nose, because the aroma of the bourbon or the rye whiskey or the American whiskey will start going up. And it's almost as good as Vicks VapoRub, but not quite.
I wasn't expecting that.
But I will tell you, it tastes better than Vicks VapoRub. Not that I've tasted Vicks VapoRub, but in any event. All right, so Peter Corey of Conoco Ridge Distillers, Clyde Mays, Alabama-style bourbon, your Kentucky bourbon. Fantastic. We appreciate you joining us and can't wait. When this becomes more readily available, you got to get me a bottle of that cask strength. I'll put that in the Pleasure Palace bar.
Well, you've
no
got
doubt
it, Dave,
it.
And thank you so much for having us. Appreciate that and your support of the brand, and I'll take care of that bottle personally.
Absolute great stuff. We appreciate it, and go Cuse. Go Orange.
And go Orange.
Fantastic. All right, Sommelier Dave, let's continue on. Let's go to the High West American Prairie. Tell me about this one. This is Utah, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Utah, and you were just talking about large conglomerates buying up small little distilleries and that. This is Constellation, who is one of the largest
out of Central New York, Finger Lakes. There you go.
They purchased this brand probably about 4 or 5 years ago. It's out of Utah. This is their American Prairie. It's 92 proof. What you're going to get is 75% corn, 21% rye, 4% barley malt. Going to get a little bit of light caramel, sweet vanilla on the aroma. It's going to be very rich and earthy. You're going to maybe get a little candy corn out of it with a finish of vanilla.
Yeah, definitely. So you're right, that candy corn on the
candy
nose.
Corn will stand
out. Yeah,
let me
take a sip here.
It's from the barrel. The vanilla, always from the barrel.
Oh, yeah. Very, very nice.
Maybe
you
a little
do that vanilla, yeah.
Caramel apple, too, will be with it. And it's affordable. It's $38 a bottle, depending on where you might live.
Fantastic. This is very good. And I will tell you this, that one of the interesting nuances of High West is when you visit the distillery, they won't let you buy one bottle. They make you buy a minimum of 8 bottles, one for you and one for each of your 7 wives. So this way you're all squared away, and none of the 7 wives feels jealous because you got to have 7 little houses. You know, it's one of those Utah things. Just kidding. All right. Next up, we're going to go to the Knob Creek. Now, we talked to Frederick Booker Noe III, Fred Noe, master distiller over at Jim Beam. And his father was the original, originally came out with a single malt bourbon, small batch bourbon. And the first one that came out was the Knob Creek. And this was an interesting story because nobody had done it, small batch, 9 years of age, and very distinctive packaging and bottle, and it absolutely went right through the roof. So let me take a sip of this. Wow, this has got great sweetness, a little maple on the nose. We'll say cheers. Take a sip of the Knob Creek. Oh, a lot of flavor, some nice woodiness, wood nose. Aged 9 years, so it's very smooth. Now, that's the Knob Creek. When we come back for Corona Cigars and the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge, Corona Cigars, Jeff Porchowitz, Tommy Diadio, they select their own barrel. There's a Knob Creek single barrel select rye whiskey, 115 proof, that we'll sample. We'll get into some other ryes when our mega tasting of bourbon and American whiskeys continues as we conclude National Bourbon Heritage Month on the Cigar Dave Show.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is a Rocky Patel acclaimed sampler, including the Rocky Patel Royale. This cigar has rich, aged tobaccos that showcase notes of leather, coffee, and earth. Rocky Patel Royale is cloaked in a gorgeous Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper with two different binders and fillers from Nicaragua. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
An Oregon District Attorney's Office recently dropped all charges against a street preacher after Pacific Justice Institute drafted a legal brief requesting the charges be dropped on constitutional grounds. You see, street preachers have a right to preach their gospel message in public forums.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some.
some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly.
Well, here's a very important reason why we're playing the great Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board. Not only because we enjoy his music, not only because he was a alpha male extraordinaire, but because as we celebrate our mega tasting of bourbons and American whiskeys, as we wrap up National Bourbon Heritage Month, we will be enjoying some Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select. Comes in a very special bottle, a very special package. It is a bold, smooth classic, and Sinatra, in every one of his contracts to perform, it was a pretty simple contract. It wasn't like today, I got to have 6 M&Ms, 4 green, 2 orange. I got to have Skittles. I then have to have 18 bottles of Perrier. All his thing said was, I need a private phone in my dressing room. I need 4 hand towels. I need a bucket of ice. 4 glasses, a pitcher of water, and a bottle of Jack. It was pretty simple, nothing overly crazy. And Sommelier Dave, the Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select, 90 proof, absolutely spectacular in presentation and in taste.
It sure is. It comes in a really nice liter bottle, and it is going to be bold, smooth, and classic, just like Frank was. You're going to get... What makes this a unique whiskey is what they've done is they've taken the barrel and they cut deep grooves into each barrel. That exposes the whiskey to an extra layer of toasted oak. So as the whiskey came in and out of the barrel, it got more flavor, really rich amber color. Delicious.
And if you can find it, I think it's about $150 a bottle.
Yeah.
But fantastic. I'll say cheers.
It's still in production to where you can find it in the market.
Fantastic. Tommy Diadio of the Davidoff Store and Lounge and Corona Cigars, Senior Executive VP of Spirits Procurement. What do you think? It's a classic.
Very classic. Very smooth. This does very well for us. We actually have a tasting on Thursday night. We'll be tasting this.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the invitation. Let's move on to... We started with the Knob Creek. And that was really Booker Noe's, Frederick Booker Noe the second. He said, let's do something single or a small batch. Came out with it about 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Hit it out of the park. And, Tommy, you along with the proprietor of the Corona Cigar Stores and the Davidoff Lounge, Jeff Borshowitz, good friend, decided to do a single barrel program a number of years ago. I know that Jeff usually every year gives me one of the a bottle of one of the barrels. So the Knob Creek Single Barrel Select, 115 proof. This is selected by Jeff. This is barrel number 5947.
And this one's a rye, right?
This is the rye.
Yeah, this is a
single barrel Kentucky rye.
This one's a 6-year-old rye. We picked this when they just implemented this program this year. So we picked this in January. So us in Burns has one in the Orlando, Tampa area.
All right, let me say cheers. Take a sip. You know, not as sharp as I thought.
No.
Very smooth. Definitely a different flavor characteristic than the Knob Creek, but very smooth. Now, the next special private selection is the Maker's Mark Private Selection. This is the Oak Stave Selection. Tell me about this.
This one is, you get to pick the staves, and we went with all the French and Mocha staves, and nobody in Florida can pick this recipe, but as of yet, nobody's even picked this recipe in the U.S.
And so I like the bottle. It's got the regular bottle, but the front is just a little bit different. And this is 110.4 proof, and this is the exclusive Oak Stave Selection for Corona
and
Cigar.
And the back shows you the staves. So we picked all the mocha ones.
Seared French cuvée,
yep.
Maker's 46 stave, and roasted French mocha stave. Outstanding. All right, so let me swirl this around, and on the nose, definitely some honey I'm getting on that. Say cheers.
So it's a Maker's 46, and then they put the staves in there for an extra 3 months.
Wow.
Which dramatically changes the flavor of it, and then it's barrel strength.
That's got some really, really... unique, different notes. Some sweetness, a little bit of maple, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of clove, cinnamon. Very nice.
We did a drink yesterday with Frangelica, espresso liqueur, chocolate bitters, and a seared lemon twist in it, and made a really good drink.
Last week we had Harlan Wheatley, the master distiller of Buffalo Trace, on from Frankfort, Kentucky. Now we're going to move into the Buffalo Trace Single Barrel Select. You sell a lot of Buffalo Trace.
Sell a lot of everything they make. So this is our Buffalo Trace pick. We do, I think, 6 barrels with them. Hopefully we could do more with different ones every year. We're trying to do a couple more barrel programs.
All right, let me put this on the nose. A little bit of citrusy on the nose here. A little bit of, again, almost honey. We'll say cheers on that. Take a sip. This is the Buffalo Trace Single Barrel Select. And what was it about this barrel that you liked?
We usually get 3 samples, so we always pick the one that's not too hot, not too oaky, just perfect.
It's got some heat, though. Got some spice, but not overly big on the horn.
We try to make it well-round, well-balanced with caramel, vanilla, a little bit of heat, a little bit of spice, so it pairs well with a cigar.
Definitely got some of the caramel notes on there. Very nice. And now, can people buy a bottle of that here or no?
Yeah. The Buffalo Trace, we can. We're getting more barrels in a couple of weeks. So right now I still have Buffalo Trace.
Now, from the Buffalo Trace distillery, one of my favorites is Eagle Rare. You cannot go wrong. It is super smooth. I tell people, if you have a chance of anything, pick up the Eagle Rare. You will not go wrong. And this is the Eagle Rare 10. Again, this is your special selection, the single barrel select. Mm-hmm.
This one actually was picked by Harlan Wheatley for
us. Harlan picked it.
Harlan picked this specially for us.
Wow, this has got a lot of sweetness on the nose. Wow, very floral aroma. Very fruity. Let me say cheers. It's got some heat. Got smokiness to it. A little bit different than the regular Eagle Rare.
This one, I believe, is what, 90 proof?
It's got a lot of wood content to it. Definitely a lot of the charred oak taste I'm getting on it. Some sizzle,
90.
Some spice.
90.
This is, I think, the richest of all the ones we've sampled so far amongst your private selection. So why did Harlan choose that one? Something a little bit spicier?
I guess what happens, we ran out of time. They offered us the barrel, so we let him pick it.
There you go. Now, I remember a number of years ago, I was in Jeff Borsiewicz's office in Orlando, and Jeff had about 15 different small mini bottles on his desk. And he pulled up a cigar and said, here, light this. Tell me what you think of these. And I went through one. I said, ooh, way too sharp. Then another one, I got a little too soft. The one I selected, I go, this is nice. Balanced, smooth, a little bit of warm, a lot of sweetness, a little spice. He's like, that's exactly the one that I selected. Yeah. I thought the other ones, he said, I had the same characteristics. And now we move into the E.L. Weller. Now, Weller's interesting because it's one of those brands that doesn't really get a ton of play. It's not as well known.
Oh,
but they call it the original Mead and
Bourbon. No, it's actually, you can't find it anymore.
Really?
Oh,
that's
why. It's ABC exclusive in Florida, and they allowed us to buy barrels, but I can't sell bottles of it.
Okay.
So I pour it by the shot. So I actually have a green coming, too.
But what I say is, when you think, Weller's not a name that comes top of mind when you think about bourbon, but that's not a reflection of the quality.
My everyday bourbon.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about this E.L. Weller Antique 107.
Well, the Weller is William LaRue Weller. That's what it stands for.
What was it?
William LaRue.
William LaRue Weller.
Weller. So he designed the first wheated bourbon ever. This is the Antique 107. Pappy, Julian Van Winkle came to work for them, and the recipe for Pappy came from Weller. It's the same, the same recipe.
That wheat tames it right down. That is smooth. Man, oh, man, that is incredible. Very, very smooth, very pleasant. No heat, no sharpness. Very nice. So of all of these, I have to tell you, I think I'm sold on the E.L. Weller.
Well, I like wheated bourbons.
Spectacular. Next up, here's a name I know you know. John Drew.
John Drew.
All right. We know him as Jonathan Drew. Drew Estate Cigars from Acid Fame and
Liga
Privada. And John, a number of years ago, about 3 years ago, said, I want to get in the spirits business. And initially, he was talking with Jeff, but for numerous reasons, Jeff couldn't get involved. So John decided to venture out on his own and do it. And he launched last spring several different releases. We've got the John Drew Rye and the Braxton Mash. But first up, is this the John Drew Rye I have in front?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So actually, this is not.
No,
that's
right
there. There it is right there. Yes. That's the Weller. I didn't want to let go of that Weller.
The row was good.
Now, this summer, in fact, if you go to CigarDave.com, we will post a link. We have a video inside the Drew Estate area at the Cigar Retailers Convention. We must have spent about 10, 15 minutes talking about the spirits, and they were fantastic. So this is the John Drew Rye. Let me say cheers. Smooth for a rye. Not a lot of kick. Now, on the nose, I'm getting almost that rye. If you smell rye bread, you get that rye aroma. I'm getting the same thing. Not a lot of sweetness on the nose, but taste-wise, that is incredibly smooth. What do you think, Somani, Dave?
I love it. I think it's really well put together the way they did it.
I think they're outsourcing. They got this from Canada.
I believe they have, because I know that he doesn't have his own distillery.
Correct.
He's basically said, look, I want to be able to go to the best wherever that happens to be.
The rum is actually made in Florida, his rum.
Right. Now he's got what we call the Braxton Mash Destroyer. Now, when I sampled this, it's a bourbon and mash rum. And he said, you know what? I like bourbon. I like the Florida rum. I said, hey, let's mix them together. Let's see what happens. And they're blended and bottled at John Drew Brands in Auburndale, center part of the state of Florida. This is a very unique taste. So let me swish this around here, swirl it in my snifter.
This makes a great cocktail.
And I'll say cheers.
The best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Manhattan.
This is great.
Manhattan,
I mean,
and old fashioned.
This is almost a cocktail in and of itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just incredibly smooth. Little sweetness, a little bit of fruitiness.
You wouldn't know it's 90 proof.
Never know. I tell you, this is going to be a winner for him. It's bourbon and rum mash, Brixton Mash Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. How's this doing for you?
Doing well. We got a couple events set up with them, too.
Very impressive. I have to tell you that when I tasted that, I said to John, combining them is out of the box. It's very acidy, if you will. You know, acid was an out-of-the-box cigar, just kind of out there. And he did the same thing with the rum and the bourbon, and it's very nice. Now, Tommy, I brought a bottle of the Jefferson Presidential 17 that I bought about 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, that's the first one.
And I noticed as I was conducting broadcast maneuvers, I look over and I see you pour a glass, and then I see you pour a second glass.
And then a third.
And then probably a third glass. And I'm like, wait a minute, this thing was about 90% filled when I brought it.
You noticed when he put the straw in it, right?
Exactly. So.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851. Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Change the structure of it all, where the 17 and the first editions of the 18 were not touched, where the rest of them were.
Who knew what I was sitting on?
Right? No.
All right. Well, we won't let any of that go to waste. No doubt about it. Now, we talked about some of the big guys getting involved in bourbons and in whiskeys, American whiskeys. William Granton's son, who we know from Glenfiddich and Balvenie, amongst my favorite.
Wonderful.
That's right. They now are getting into the American bourbon scene. They are releasing a bottling called Fistful of Bourbon. It is a blend of five straight American bourbons from undisclosed distilleries put together by William Granton's son's master blender, Brian Kinsman, and Kelsey McKechnie. And you're going to start seeing that across the U.S. So, again, fear of missing out.
Actually, McCallum just got into it, too.
We talked about that already. Yeah. We already talked about that. They bought a company.
Wyoming.
Out in Wyoming, exactly. And we said FOMO, the big guys have fear of missing out. So they've gotten involved as well. Tell you what, let's we'll take a short time out. Then when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We've got a couple of other. There's Horse Soldier Reserve Select I want to get to. And I think we've got the Garrison Brothers from Texas that we want to get to. And then, Tommy, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Buffalo Trace 2018 Antique Collection, which was just announced, and a new Jim Beam repeal batch, which was announced. All right, the final and concluding segment of this mega tasting of bourbon and American whiskey's edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Cigar Dave Officers Club members receive fabulous cigars each and every month, and I am pleased to tell you for September 2018, no exception. I got together with Rocky Patel, and we created the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Cigar Sampler because all three cigars in the September 2018 selection are award-winning. Starting off with the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary, a robust masterpiece. Then you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas, the first cigar produced in Rocky's boutique Nicaraguan factory with a very sought-after Mexican San Andrean wrapper. Finally, you'll enjoy the Rocky Patel Royale, a hidden gem. The Royale is rife with flavor and complexity. The September 2018 Officers Club selection featuring the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Cigar Sampler. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes.
The General
resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
In a small shack in Kentucky, I've lived most of my life. And I do things my own way. I don't take no one's advice. I'm a simple man, an honest man. Get along just fine. When times are tough, I got three things that help me every time. God, guns, and bourbon. See me through it all.
Well, we wrap up our mega tasting of bourbons and American whiskeys and rye whiskeys as the final hours of National Bourbon Heritage Month wither away. It is sad, but we get ready for Cigar Oktoberfest right around the corner, back at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, along with Tommy Diadio, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirits Procurement for Corona Cigars in Orlando and the Davidoff Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa, Sommelier Dave. I just received word from Scotty Neal at American Freedom Distillers and Horse Soldier Bourbon. He couldn't make it. Something important and urgent came up. However, he said, General, I want to come on with you. We'll do a full tasting of everything. So maybe after Cigar Oktoberfest, we'll bring – actually, maybe we'll record it right from – or we'll do it live from their distillery in St. Petersburg. That will work. All right. So let's – while we're talking about that, Sommelier Dave, why don't we go right into the Horse Soldier Reserve Select. And as we talk about that, it's a very interesting story. American Freedom Distillery, started by about nine guys that actually – were Green Berets during 9/11, and they were amongst the first troops in Afghanistan, and they came in on horseback.
Yeah, they didn't have any mechanized vehicles to go into battle with. They got with the Afghanis, and they went out into the hills and all that on horses and conducted their operations and everything. This is a very nice Kentucky wheated bourbon. It's produced from hand-selected 5, 8, 10-year-old barrels by the team themselves. They all picked these things.
Well, here's an interesting story, because they all went into Afghanistan after 9/11, and Scotty Neal was one of the Green Berets. And here's what's interesting. They were able to recover some steel from Ground Zero from the World Trade Center.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They melted it. Were able to get a forger to melt it down that became the mold for the bottles of Horse Soldier bourbon and whiskey. So every single bottle is fabricated using the steel, the mold from the World Trade Center. Yeah. So very historic, and they've done an incredible job. Tommy, you've done numerous events here.
Yeah. Last time
incredible.
I was here with you, Tommy.
And they also use the metal on the barrel strength from the Trade
That's
Center.
Correct. Exactly. Now, this is the mash bill on this of their Horse Soldier Signature Wheated Bourbon Whiskey is 70% corn, yellow dent corn, 20% wheat, which is soft red winter, and 10% two-row barley. And the water from limestone aquifers carefully filtered for purity. So on the nose,
you're going to get a lot of caramel out of here, some honey, butterscotch.
A lot of butterscotch.
Yeah,
wow.
Butterscotch. Really nice. Maybe some raisin with a hint.
A little raisin,
tofu.
Did you say tofu?
Tofu? I meant toffee.
Toffee.
I misread.
Wait a minute.
30 whiskeys. I'm changing my glasses.
The Cigar Dave shows
right
a tofu-free zone. No vegans allowed.
Changing my glasses as I speak.
All right. This has got some nice warmth, nice flavor. You know what? I think this is the perfect one to end on. And by the way, because of 9/11, let's raise our glass. Cheers to all the memories of those people that were in 9/11 and our great armed forces. May those that served our country and those that didn't make it on 9/11, may they rest in peace. Take another sip.
About $56 a bottle. It's everywhere.
Worth every penny. Tommy Diadio of Zadoff Lounge, Sommelier Dave. Many
great
thanks. Cigar
General.
Dave, the General. Say, Mayor Humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. So long, National Bourbon Heritage Month. We'll miss you.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Another Make America Great Again rally.
Hello, West Virginia. Hello.
President Trump campaigning in Wheeling, West Virginia Saturday night for Patrick Morrisey, the Republican who's running to unseat incumbent Democrat Joe Manchin in November.
We are just 5 weeks away from one of the most important congressional elections in our lifetimes. This is one of the big, in other words, that's true. I'm not running, but I'm really running. That's why I'm all over the place fighting for great candidates. I'm fighting for great candidates.
A federal judge says a group of nearly 200 Democratic lawmakers has legal standing to sue the president.
For the second time, a federal court has given the green light for a constitutional lawsuit against the president. Judge Emmett Sullivan says Democrats in Congress have legal standing to prove that Mr. Trump violated the U.S. Constitution's emoluments provision banning the acceptance of gifts from foreign interests. This week's ruling follows an earlier ruling in Maryland in a similar lawsuit, but it only covered the president's earnings from his hotel in Washington. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk and his electric car company have agreed to pay a total of $40 million and make a series of concessions in order to settle a government lawsuit alleging Musk duped investors with misleading statements about a proposed buyout of the company. Under the terms of the settlement, Musk will relinquish his role as chairman of the company for at least 3 years. However, he will be able to remain as CEO. On the Sunday talk shows, ABC's This Week has Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. More at townhall.com.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660.
Federal prosecutors say a man accused of using a truck to kill eight people last year on a New York City bike path should face the death penalty.
The decision to seek the death penalty in the case of Saifulo Saipov was revealed Friday in court papers after defense complaints about tweets by President Trump calling for Saipov's execution. Prosecutors said the attack met several standards for a death penalty case. Saipov has pleaded not guilty. After his arrest, he told the authorities he was inspired by Islamic State videos that had used a truck in the attack to inflict maximum damage against civilians. Patrick Frost reporting.
Joe Masteroff, the Tony Award-winning story writer of the brilliant, edgy musical Cabaret and the touching romantic She Loves Me, has died. Masteroff, never a prolific writer, but made a profound mark on the theater with shows at both ends of the spectrum. He was 98. This is townhall.com. The government says a Florida company will spend more than $6 million in penalties and repair costs, all for selling computer software that disables automotive emissions controls.
The Justice Department and Environmental Protection Agency say Derive Systems of Sanford, Florida, sold 363,000 products that violated the Clean Air Act. In a civil settlement, Derive must pay a $300,000 penalty and spend $6.25 million to fix the products so they don't violate the law. The government says handheld products known as tuners would override automaker programs. The software would stop catalytic converters, particulate filters, and other emissions controls from working.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. Government documents say Derive sold the software under the SCT and the Bully Dog brands. The company also must stop selling that software. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. It's one of these days you're not going to forget. It's this historic testimony of Christine Blasey Ford. She is the accuser of Brett Kavanaugh of groping her 35 years ago at a high school party. We do know this. Her account is coming out now. Brett Kavanaugh will answer and respond. Overall, it's supposed to take 7 to 8 hours. At stake, the reputation and future of Brett Kavanaugh, of course, and at stake, a Supreme Court justice seat. And Christine Ford has made it clear, Dr. Ford, a Palo Alto professor who's two years younger than Brett Kavanaugh, said she has a point of view. So she came out, read her statement, seemed nervous, and then she realized she's going to be talking to a prosecutor, and that prosecutor's name is Rachel Mitchell. And Rachel Mitchell wanted to relax her right away.
Good morning, Dr. Ford.
Hi.
We haven't met. My name is Rachel Mitchell.
Nice to meet you.
I just wanted to tell you the first thing that struck me from your statement this morning was that you were terrified. And I just wanted to let you know I'm very sorry. That's not right. I know this is stressful. And so I would like to set forth some guidelines that maybe will alleviate that a little bit. If I ask you a question that you don't understand, please ask me to clarify it or ask it in a different way. When I ask questions, sometimes I'll refer back to other information you've provided. If I do that and I get it wrong, please correct me. Okay. I'm not going to ask you to guess. I know it was a long time ago. If you do estimate, please let me know that you're estimating. Okay?
Fair.
All right, so I don't know if we're relaxed or not. She answered a few questions. Now she's very explicit. She said it was a guy named PJ. It was this Mark Judge. And it was Brett Kavanaugh. She's sure of it and described in detail very similar to how she wrote in the Washington Post. With me right now is Kennedy. She is co-host of Outnumbered quite often. And she has also got her own show, Kennedy Nation, at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock now. On the Fox Business Network.
Yes, yeah, so, well, starting October 15th, we're moving to 9 p.m. on the East Coast, 6
8 o'clock
on the West.
Now. Exactly. Great show, and there's no show like it on either channel, FBN or FNC. Kennedy, first off, I know we're in transit. We're trying to do 20 things at once, but how is she portraying herself, Christine Blasey Ford?
It's really interesting because, you know, people keep saying this isn't a trial, but it kind of feels like a trial, and the prosecutor from Arizona is, if you've actually you know, been on a jury or sat through a real trial in real time, it's really technical and boring. And so the first couple questions she had five pieces of evidence, Rachel Mitchell did, and she was going over with Dr. Ford, making sure all of her statements were correct. She tried to set her at ease. And so we had been told yesterday that Rachel Mitchell was going to ask questions for Democrats and Republicans, but then Dianne Feinstein jumped in with 5 minutes of her own questions and, you know, basically just asked the same question over and over again. And
it's like she didn't have more than one question.
No, I was kind of surprised by that. So I now see that the other Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee will probably ask their own questions because Kamala Harris doesn't want to pass up an opportunity to raise money because she's running for president. So she's going to have to do some showboating, which is going to be a distraction because it's actually nice to see a third-party measured technical person who's not trying to advance their own political aim in a process which has become so disgustingly politicized.
So she described how she got to this point, and there's still some questions to be answered. For example, she came forward, sent a letter to a congresswoman. The story goes the congresswoman gave it to Senator Feinstein. Senator Feinstein said, well, you got to write it up. Writes it up and says, I want to stay anonymous. She said, fine. And next thing you know, the word gets out that this letter is available after the confirmation hearings are out, and the pressure magically goes on Dr. Ford, Professor Ford of Palo Alto. They're everywhere. They're outside her house. Then she realized, I can no longer be anonymous. The question is, who's the one who said we got this letter? Did Dianne Feinstein leak that out? Did somebody else get a hold of that letter? And then since that time, there was with no chance to cross-examine the person in a hearing basis. Dianne Feinstein passed up the opportunity, even though she knew of this letter, to sit one-on-one with Brett Kavanaugh and say, by the way, I'm hearing some things about you, some transgressions you had in high school. I have somebody who might be coming forward. Are you ready for that? Or can you explain yourself? Have you ever assaulted? These are the things you do if you want to get it out. You could derail them in August. You could derail them in September. Or you could wait until we're about to get to October. I want you to hear, Dianne, a little from Dr. Ford as she recounts her days. She recounts her days in that summer of 1982.
In the summer of 1982, like most summers, I spent most every day at the Columbia Country Club in Chevy Chase, Maryland, swimming and practicing diving. One evening that summer, after a day of diving at the club, I attended a small gathering at a house in the Bethesda area. There were four boys I remember specifically being at the house: Brett Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, a boy named PJ, and one other boy whose name I cannot recall. I also remember my friend Leland attending. I do not remember all of the details of how that gathering.
Yeah, I think it's important that we could bring that up now, because the problem with that story, the way I understand it, is all three of those people have no recollection of this, including her friend Leland.
Yeah.
Saturday, she said, I don't remember any of it.
I mean, I've been thinking about this and some of the parties I went to in high school and the people I hung out with. And, you know, if you go to a high school reunion and you're sitting around talking with your friends, they can all act as like external memory drives. So you might remember one part of a story and then someone else will go, oh no, remember after that we went to the Pig and Pancake? And that's when Scott got in a fight with someone from Aurora High School. It's like, oh, my gosh, I totally forgot that. And, you know, there are other people who will have a different set of memories. And it's not surprising that she remembers some things very clearly and other things are vague. That's how memory works. We're not computers. But you can reconstruct events with the help of other people. The problem here is there's no one else who's helping her reconstruct this. And I don't think it's because they're all Republicans. I don't know what the explanation for that is, but it is problematic. And, you know, but we do have to take these accusations one at a time right now.
Allison, you did say you've been listening to it in the control room. You did say that it's remarkable how much more detail she has now, it seems, as opposed to the Washington Post story.
Well, just she was, you know, in her statement, she's very emphatic about exactly what happened, whereas when you read the Post story, you know, it was a little less certain.
Yeah, she was uncertain about the year. She doesn't know how she got there. She doesn't know how the party came together. She doesn't know how she got home. She doesn't really remember who was there. And I don't know.
Well, we'll pull some highlights of this, but I gotta move forward. Michael Avenatti comes out with he's got a client that has a problem with Brett Kavanaugh too. Her name is Julie Swetnick. At the time, Swetnick would have been a student at the University of Maryland. She never graduated, but she did graduate high school in 1980. So she's at a high school party, which I think is noteworthy. In a sworn declaration, she came out and she claimed Kavanaugh was present when she was a victim of one of those alleged assaults. She talked about gangbangs, gang rapes in the 1980s. Says he was there. Says that he was there when the punch was spiked, maybe with some type of drugs. You knock girls out many occasions, and then you have your way with them. She doesn't say he did anything to her. She says he was part of that, and she can't see having anybody like that on the Supreme Court. Cut one.
In September.
It wasn't that I wanted to come out one day before the hearings. That just circumstances brought it out that way. This is something that occurred a long time ago, and it's not that I just thought about it. It's been on my mind ever since the occurrence.
So, where do you think that part of this story is going? I know Kavanaugh will be asked about this. Kennedy?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to piece all that together because she had a sworn declaration that Michael Avenatti put out yesterday. And in it, there are very, very serious accusations that she was sexually assaulted by multiple males. And that Brett Kavanaugh was part of a systemic sexual assault factory, and that she attended almost a dozen parties where this was happening. And if that's the case and everyone knows it and guys are lined up outside a bedroom door, everyone would be talking about this. Now, in that sworn declaration, she said that she has witnesses and people who can corroborate these events. And if her story is just completely manufactured and this person is so evil and unhinged, then she needs to go to prison. If she's telling the truth, then I think that's where you can actually do a more thorough investigation.
So Alan Dershowitz looked at this affidavit last night. He said this affidavit, the Avenatti allegation, is so deeply flawed and so open-ended that any good lawyer, any good defense attorney would be able to tear it apart in 30 seconds. It's an embarrassment to the law that anyone would file an affidavit like this, filled with heresy, filled with, well, I was raped, but he didn't rape me. He was there. He saw it. Where was he? There were witnesses. People told me told me it happened 10 times. I went back. I knew there were rapes going on, but I went back to the party 10 times? This is such a deeply flawed affidavit. It's an extraordinarily weak affidavit. I want to know who drafted it. I want to know who says this. I want to know why they didn't fill in the gaps. If there are people who saw it, name them. Was she raped, as she says, by Kavanaugh, by judge? Did he see it? Was he in the room? Is there any gang rapes like that? How did it not get to the police? It's a shocking affidavit, and any lawyer who loves cross-examination would love nothing more than to examine a witness holding that affidavit in their hand. But Avenatti doesn't care about that. All he cares about is getting the next headline, and the headline he has gotten.
Yes.
It's hard. I mean, Alan Dershowitz,
I think it's very unfortunate.
Wrong in any...
No, I think that the the sworn declaration is so confusing, and it's purposefully confusing and misleading. And you have to reread sections. It's only 3 pages, but you have to reread sections over and over and over again to get at exactly what she's saying, which is purposefully vague. And it's unfortunate that she tied herself to Michael Avenatti because he is a questionable self-promoter. And if it is something this serious, you would hope that, you know, because when you listen to Dr. Ford and she said, I've been sitting on this for a long time, I've been traumatized my whole life, I talked about it in therapy, it's really different than the tone that this third accuser is using, and she has the most serious allegations of anyone.
And I'm not minimizing anyone, but Kennedy, guess what happens? If you slowly let out accusers, what are you doing? You're lengthening the process and the examination and putting off what? The vote. Getting towards closer and closer November, where it would be impossible to replace while you continue to, I guess, degrade Brett Kavanaugh. So
that's not the worst thing for Republicans. If this whole thing is derailed and then Republicans are fired up and they want revenge and they want answers, then they're going to come out and they're going to keep the status quo at least in the Senate.
That's a theory. They're also could be so dispirited that they got the majorities and they couldn't pull it off. And they might be saying they're too weak to deserve that. That's Rush Limbaugh's theory anyway. Listen, when we come back...
I don't buy into that because I think the way this process is playing out, and, you know, there's a case to be made that Democrats have politicized it so much, and if they really believe in advocating for victims, then Dianne Feinstein has done a very poor job and a great disservice to Dr. Ford.
And Keith Ellison should resign immediately. 1-866-408-7669. We're watching Brett Kavanaugh's first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, be questioned. We'll bring you back some of those moments in just a moment. Kennedy's here.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's LightStream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
No holds barred talk, can't miss documentaries, specials, and more. Plus, your favorite Fox News personalities. This is our time, and this is going to be our place. Fox Nation, coming soon. Sign up for updates and be the first to know. Go to FoxNation.com now. The Fox News Rundown is a weekly morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Find it now on FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
TV cop shows like Homicide, New York Undercover, and NYPD Blue? Well, one of the best of the group, NYPD Blue, first aired in 1990 and continues in reruns today. Mike Post wrote the theme.
Tune to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
You told Senator Feinstein in your letter that you and four others were present. You've corrected that today to say it was at least four others. When you were interviewed by the Washington Post, you said that there were four boys present at the party. And then in your polygraph statement, you say there were four boys and two girls. When you say two girls, was that you and another, or was that two other girls?
That was me and one other girl.
And that other girl's name?
Leland.
Leland Kaiser now?
Correct.
Okay. So then would it be fair to say at least PJ, Brett Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, Leland Ingram at the time, and yourself were present, and possibly others?
And one other boy. So there were four boys. I just don't know the name of the other boy.
Have you been contacted by anybody saying, hey, I was at that party too?
No, I haven't talked with anyone from that party.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, what they have in common, they don't have any of that recollection, nor do they remember hearing that from her. And I'm not going to get inside someone's head. They do this for a living. But do you usually tell someone after that happens, whether it's a friend or something else?
It depends
Kennedy's
on the person.
Here, by the way.
No, it depends on the person. And that's the thing. There's no one way of reacting. And that's where people have to be very careful, because it is not uncommon for people to bury something like that out of shame. And some people are going to tell a parent. Some people are going to tell a friend. It's, you know, sexual assault is, you know, drastically underreported. So that isn't terribly surprising. What is surprising that no one else can place her at that party?
That is surprising. So they're taking a break right now. Is there any others, Eric? There's one more. I'm going to listen to Dr. Ford. She gets tripped up about whether or not she could hear Kavanaugh and Mark Judge talking.
in your letter, you said that they went down the stairs and they were talking with other people in the house.
Correct.
Were you able to hear that conversation?
I was not able to hear that conversation, but I was aware that they were downstairs and that I would have to walk past them to get out of the house.
Okay. Now, let me make sure we're on the same page. Were you not able to hear the conversation or not able to understand the conversation?
I couldn't hear the conversation. I was upstairs.
Okay. How do you know there was a conversation?
I'm just assuming since it was a social gathering, people were talking. I don't know.
Okay. In your letter,
I heard them talking as they went down the stairwell. They were laughing. And
okay. In your letter, you wrote, both loudly stumbled down the stairwell, at which point other persons at the house were talking with them. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, I had to walk past everyone to leave the house.
Kennedy, what do you make of that?
I don't know, man. I think this prosecutor is very interesting.
Doing a good job?
Yeah.
Being polite?
Yeah.
If I'm a Democrat, do you let the prosecutor do this? Bless you.
Thank you.
Do you let the prosecutor handle your questions? Because Dick Durbin used his time to talk for 4 minutes.
No, they want to, Democrats clearly want to make it as jarring as possible, so they can't get a flow going.
Well, we'll see. That's what their big fear is. Their big fear is that in 5 minutes, they're not going to be able to get that flow going in order to make her seem like the great person that many people think she is, or the liar that other people think she might be. We're about to find out, although my sense is no minds change at the end of the day. Thanks, Kennedy.
Thanks, Brian.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
An Oregon District Attorney's Office recently dropped all charges against a street preacher after Pacific Justice Institute drafted a legal brief requesting the charges be dropped on constitutional grounds. You see, street preachers have a right to preach their gospel message in public forums.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. We get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice, the legal fight over the much-loved, much-feared grizzly bear. The last time it was legal to hunt a grizzly in any state other than Alaska, George H.W. Bush was president and the Soviet Union still existed. It was 1991. Since then, grizzlies were protected throughout the lower 48 states. In recent years, the grizzly population has made a comeback, and every now and then people have been attacked, usually in a wilderness encounter. The Trump administration has removed the grizzly from the endangered species list. The states of Wyoming and Idaho plan to begin a limited, legal grizzly hunt around Yellowstone National Park starting the first of this month. The states argue a limited hunt would not harm the overall population. But wildlife advocates and Native American groups went to court and won a two-week delay. And now a federal judge has extended the delay for another 2 weeks to further study the effort to restore the grizzly's protected status. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
In the letter which you sent to Senator Feinstein, you wrote, "I have not knowingly seen Kavanaugh since the assault. I did see Mark Judge once at the Potomac Village Safeway, where he was extremely uncomfortable in seeing me. Would you please describe that encounter at the Safeway with Mark Judge and what led you to believe he was uncomfortable?"
Yes. I was going to the Potomac Village Safeway. This is the one on the corner of Falls and River Road. And I was with my mother, and I was a teenager, so I wanted her to go in one door and me go in the other. So I chose the wrong door, because the door I chose was the one where Mark Judge was looked like he was working there and arranging the shopping carts. And I said hello to him. And his face was white and very uncomfortable saying hello back. And we had previously been friendly at the times that we saw each other over the previous 2 years, albeit not very many times. We had always been friendly with one another. I wouldn't characterize him as not friendly. He was just nervous and not really wanting to speak with me. And he looked a little bit ill.
How long did this occur after the incident?
I would estimate 6 to 8 weeks.
That was Dick Durbin asking the questions of Christine Blasey Ford. She's the accuser, the first accuser of Brett Kavanaugh, saying they acted unseemly and assaulted her when he was a senior and she was a sophomore in college. With me right now, someone I wish was still here every day, but she's doing very well with her Smarter News, and you can follow her at Smarter News, ATR News. Jenna Lee, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Do you really miss me every day?
Absolutely.
A little bit of an exaggeration.
Who's going to knock me down a few pegs with the sarcasm?
No,
who's going to let
true.
Me know I'm not as great as I think I am?
Right. You got to keep you in line. I want to keep that ego in check. You could call me, though, Brian. Every day I could just give you a little bit of dose of that personally.
Right. Well, I was able to see your husband earlier in the week, so he filled me in. He still got his hands full with you. Will you still run the household?
Well, I would like to say thank you for saving our marriage. Because if he was on your radio show and then I wasn't, can you imagine when he comes home?
The tension.
Know, it would be tense. Yeah, so this is good. So I really appreciate it. Equal opportunity on the Brian Kilmeade radio show.
Right,
Thank you. So
really compelling. I know you're covering, as founder of Smarter News, what's happening. From the female perspective, do you believe that Christine Blasey Ford, through the first third of her testimony, she asked for a break and she got it, has been credible?
Well, you know how I feel about answering questions on my own opinion, Brian. I'll share my opinion on you and on other issues that don't rise to the level.
Well, I'll rephrase it. How would you describe her?
Yes.
How would you describe her for people that aren't able to watch?
Yes, I would describe her as very calm, very consistent. She's actually I would describe her as endearing. She doesn't seem like she's coming for someone or has an agenda. I think what's very difficult about this news story is that we all have like a Law and Order episode playing in the background. We want this to be a criminal proceeding because that's all we've been hearing over the last several, you know, weeks is the fact, this fact, that fact, and we want the truth. But that's really not the point of this committee, as you know. It's to really look at the character, the merits, the background of the Supreme Court nominee. And so while she seems that she's been very steady, she hasn't been overly emotional, she seems extremely confident that it was Brett Kavanaugh. She was just asked that question by Senator Durbin about how, you know, and Senator Leahy, how confident are you that it was Brett Kavanaugh that assaulted you? And she said 100%. So,
in fact, let's hear that exchange, Jenna.
Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
100%.
Even though it was 36 years ago.
Well, but that's what she, you know, this is her side. So then we're going to be hearing, of course, from the Supreme Court nominee himself. One of the things that does stand out to me, Brian, though, I tend when I'm reading the information, I'm wondering if your listeners feel the same way or hearing about it, I'm not reminded all the time that it happened in high school. It's not always as fresh. When you're watching it and this idea that it did happen in high school, that it happened so many years ago, has come up often. And what's being described, it sounds like something many of us are probably familiar with, which is a high school party or a gathering. So I do think that's also stood out to me quite a bit, is just how much we're reminded about it being nearly four decades ago.
Yeah, and why now? And when she went through the whole why her name came out so late, the problem I have with this story, so if it came out and it was part of the personal behavior of any Supreme Court nominee, join the club. That happens all the time. So let's see, what it would have been sensational, and maybe they would have pulled it. I'm not sure, because it's been, you know, from George Bush to Ken Starr, to the Federalist Society, to Don McGahn doing the background check, to the six background checks in the FBI, nothing has emerged. That's why he was a finalist. That's why he got the nod. So this comes up. But if she wanted to stay anonymous, and all of a sudden somehow that letter got out, and next thing you know, we have the press knocking at her door, driving her dogs nuts, and she knew it was a matter of time before her life turned upside down. So then she wrote the column. Explaining the whole situation. But what doesn't add up, Jenna Lee, is that she also got a lawyer in August and took a lie detector test. Why would she do that if her name wasn't out there yet?
Well, you know, I can't answer that. I don't. It is interesting that those pieces are put together before really the public learns anything of this. On the one hand, you could say, well, at least she had to go. She went through something before to see if she was credible. You know, that was one measure of her credibility, is that whether or not she could pass a lie detector test. But, you know, stepping back from it, Brian, I think we're kind of missing the big picture. Again, we can go back into the details, but the big picture is this. You know, whoever's going to be on the Supreme Court starting today will likely be the Supreme Court judge when our children start having children. You know, this is the big picture. This is why there's even this much attention on it. So everyone that's throwing something into the ring at this point, you know, we have to decide how much we're going to weigh it in that actual job as a Supreme Court justice. And I mean, that's an answer that I can't provide. And I know there's a lot of opinions on it, but I think that we're kind of losing that, you know, in this back and forth. Because at the end of the day, we do need someone to sit on the Supreme Court. And what precedent are we setting now? You know, can anyone get a job going back to what you did in high school? And I'm not suggesting that we dismiss it. I think sexual assault or any crime is serious. But how do you start? How do you? What is the sliding scale? How do you know what's relevant? I don't know how to answer that. And I think that it's a real big question about for not only the Supreme Court nominee, but anyone in public office and anyone in a private professional field about how relevant what we did in high school is to what job we're trying to get.
All right, so I want you to hear Chris Wallace. They just came out of break, and they gave him – wanted to get his impression of what they know so far. So let's listen.
So far we've heard from six people – Rachel Mitchell three times for three senators, three Democratic senators speaking for themselves. This is a disaster for the Republicans. You're exactly right. She is treating this like a deposition, like a court hearing. Read the statement, go. And as a result, we're now 15 minutes in. If there's one round of 11 senators, Republican senators, that's 55 minutes. She's basically almost a third done, and she hasn't gotten anything from this woman. There was one obvious point when she said, I know about four people who were in the home. One of them was this woman who's a friend, Leland, who has denied having been at the party. They mentioned that. I mean,
and she was locked in the bathroom and said somebody was talking on the bottom, even though she couldn't hear the talk.
But she hasn't landed
a big.
No. And meanwhile, the Democrats are landing haymakers. What do you remember most? I remember the laughter of the boys as they were laughing at my expense. To what degree of certainty, as you pointed out, do you know that it was Brett Kavanaugh? With 100% certainty. I remember this meeting at the Safeway with Mark Judge. There was a boy I'm not going to name at this country club who introduced us. The Democrats are making their points and building her credibility, and Ruth Rachel Mitchell has so far not landed a glove on this witness.
So what he's essentially saying is, hey, lawmakers, Republicans, take the mic back.
I disagree with that, though. I completely disagree with that assessment, because I think if the Republicans are supposed to be landing something like Chris Wallace is talking about, then we are in court. This isn't a court proceeding. It's not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to respectfully hear from this one person, and we're going to respectfully hear from another person. The Republicans could not, quote-unquote, question her, do this, quote-unquote, cross-examination, because all of them are men, and they're trying to avoid the optic of asking her questions that would backfire, quite frankly. So this is why they made that choice. I don't think this is a game of win and losses, personally. I think for most of the American public, they're going to tune in at the end of the day, and there's going to be kind of the big picture emerging from this. And quite frankly, I think we have yet to see whether or not this moves the needle in any way for this particular committee.
Well, a couple of things. Just about the body language, as I'm watching them reconvene from break, Senator Lindsey Graham is not happy. Senator Cornyn is not happy. And here's the problem. In a very respectful way, Chris Wallace was pointing out, and this is the first time I heard that because we were on the air, what Chris Wallace is pointing out is, like or not, the weakness in her case is nobody else can verify it. Not her best friend or her worst enemy. Not anybody that she named. They're all on the record saying they don't have any recollection of that, and she never told them. Yet she just named all of them that were there. So a Republican coming in would say, the problem with your story, with all due respect, Dr. Ford, is it's only your story, even though you experienced you're claiming to experience the trauma. The people that you named that know say they can't back up that story. What do you say to that? So that, I don't know if this prosecutor is going to ask that question. I think that's what Wallace was saying.
Well, and I think that's an absolutely fair point to ask that. And unfortunately, the way that it's going with the prosecutor is she's interrupted. She's not used to that, right? She's used to being able to question a witness. But she's being interrupted every 5 minutes. So it doesn't seem that she's used to that pacing. And so just as she gets something from, gets to go, you could see she's going in one direction. She has to stop, and a Democrat gets to speak. So it's disjointed. But here, they're returning, Brian, so perhaps they're going to get to the question that you're asking, which is, why can we not have a second source on this? And that's essentially right. The big question here.
Exactly. So I want you to hear what Shannon Bream just said.
Whenever you're going into a deposition or into a courtroom, you have a very specific path you want to guide the witness on, whether it's a hostile or cooperative witness. You want to get them to a certain place. You have to create a narrative. You have to lay a foundation. She's trying to do all those things, but chopping this up by every 5 minutes. And then when she gets the 5 minute cut, she's then going to a very friendly audience who then can rehabilitate anything she said that is negative for her, and also gives her a break, gives her a chance to catch her breath. We'll have to see if Rachel Mitchell is establishing enough of a baseline that at some point she will be able to come back around. But time is running out. It's a difficult way to do this. We heard Democratic senators complaining that there would only be 5 minutes. Now it looks like that could be working to their advantage.
Yeah, that was a complaint. The Huffington Post lead story, they thought it was going to hurt them. So I'm wondering, Lindsey Graham said, he goes, I'm not saying I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm just saying that we're going to lead with this attorney because we're all, in my words, they're a little concerned. All men asking questions of a woman who claims to be abused, they even the best question might make them come off as bullies. So before I let you go, Jenna, how do we get Smarter News? How do we subscribe?
The best way to do it is just go to smarternews.com, and that's smart, H-E-R, smarternews.com. I'm the her in Smarter News, clearly, Brian.
I get it.
But on all forms of social media, Instagram in particular is a great way to reach us, and we welcome any and all platforms. So just come and check out what we're doing.
And I heard you have great videos on Instagram.
Well, we're doing some live coffee talk videos, so I'm usually with my kids in the kitchen talking about really important news stories, and it's a nice dynamic. What I like to say, Brian, is that chaos breeds clarity, and that's how we're able to bullet point the news very concisely, concise, nonpartisan, so people can get it in 30 seconds to 3 minutes and get on with their day.
Jenna, great talking to you again. I'll talk to you soon. Smarter News. Jenna Lee, thanks.
Thanks, Brian.
When we come back, they're now showing maps. They're back in session. We'll bring you the highlights. This is a historic edition of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's LightStream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. Thank you.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Before we take a break, I can't let what Durbin, Senator Durbin said. By the way, he's my friend. We work on a lot of legislation together. But you talked about the obstruction from the other side. I cannot let it go by, what you've heard me say so many times, that between July 30th and September 13th, there were 45 days this committee could have been investigating this situation, and her privacy would have been protected. So something happened here in between on your side that the whole country, well, not the whole country should have known about it. No, not know about it. We should have investigated it. But we'll take a break now for 15 minutes.
And they came back. That was Grassley, a little ticked off. I like that guy. And for the most part, the format seems to be working more towards, early on, more towards Democrats who want to just say how great she is and brave she is, which maybe she is, and certainly it's not easy coming forward. I'll give you that. But there's a couple of holes in the story that are emerging. No eyewitnesses can corroborate what happened. She does not remember who drove her there, but she knows who or who drove her home. Her dates and years cannot be corroborated. Sometimes she says mid-80s. Sometimes she says early 80s. I think that matters because you got to put Brett Kavanaugh there. She says she's 100% certain it was Brett Kavanaugh. And she knows because Mark Judge was there because she saw Mark Judge at the Safeway. And he usually was friendly to her after this incident allegedly happened. And he was not friendly now. He looked scared. He looked like sick. Now, a couple of things. He says, I said hello to him. And he looked worried. So why would you say hello to somebody that traumatized you to that degree? Just bringing it up. And I just think that any cross-examination would bring it up. The fact that they held up a map and they said, it's true from where you live to where this party was in the vicinity, you need a ride. I need a ride. It's true you needed a ride there and back. Yes. Did you get one? Yes. Who gave it to you? I don't remember. Well, who else was in the room? Names them. Do you know they're all on the record not recalling anything like that? And Mark Judge is somebody that would be in as much trouble as Brett Kavanaugh. So you could say, well, why would he? Why would Mark Judge say it was him? Because if it was him, why would he admit to it? Penalty of perjury might be one reason if he's sworn in. Here's a little more.
In your July 6th text to the Washington Post that you looked at earlier, you said that this happened in the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. In your letter to Senator Feinstein, you said it occurred in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. In your polygraph statement, you said it was high school summer in 80s, and you actually had written in, and this is one of the corrections I referred to, early, and then you crossed that out. Later in your interview with the Washington Post, you were more specific. You believed it occurred in the summer of 1982, and you said the end of your sophomore year.
Yes.
You said the same thing, I believe, in your prepared statement. How were you able to narrow down the time frame?
I can't give the exact date, and I would like to be more helpful about the date. And if I knew when Mark Judge worked at the Potomac Safeway, then I would be able to be more helpful in that way.
All right, that's it. We'll bring you all the moments that you need to know about that we'll review and put together. It's going to be 7-8 hours. Nobody can cut it down like our staff here, so we'll be able to do that and bring you some commentary. A lot has to unfold. Thanks so much for listening. Go to BrianKilmeade.com and find out where I'll be, because I hope to see you there. Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's LightStream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah. I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. President Trump held up and battled Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as a reason for Republicans to vote in November. In Wheeling, West Virginia, Saturday night, Mr. Trump headlined a campaign rally for GOP Senate hopeful Patrick Morrissey. Mr. Trump told the crowd by voting for Morrissey in 5 weeks, they can help reject the, quote, ruthless and outrageous tactics, he says, Democrats used against the judge.
You see what's going on? You see this horrible, horrible, radical group of Democrats? You see it happening right now? And they're determined to take back power by using any means necessary. You see the meanness? The nastiness. They don't care who they hurt.
Morrissey's running against Democrat incumbent Joe Manchin. The second woman who came forward with sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh says she will talk with investigators.
A lawyer for Deborah Ramirez says the FBI has contacted her as a part of its renewed background investigation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. President Trump called on the FBI to reopen the background investigation with a timeline of 1 week to check into the recent allegations, which Kavanaugh has all denied. Now, once the process is completed, if there's no problem, the Senate can then move to schedule a vote. But South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says it's not up to the Judiciary Committee to set that date.
It doesn't matter what we say here. This will be up to Senator Schumer and Senator McConnell.
Nearly 200 Democratic lawmakers have legal standing to sue the president after a federal court for the second time gave the green light for a constitutional lawsuit against the president. The judge says the group has legal standing to prove Mr. Trump violated U.S. Constitution's emoluments provision. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is today's entertainment answer. Hey guys, are you ready for the must-see animated comedy Smallfoot? Because it's coming to theaters September 28th. Now imagine a village of Yetis that think that humans are the myth.
Everyone knows that the Smallfoot isn't real.
Our hero Migo sets out on an adventure to prove the Smallfoot That's us, are real. So get ready, I mean Yeti, for Smallfoot. Rated PG in theaters September 28th. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hurricane Florence may be history, but the memories linger on as residents and businesses continue to clean up and try to find the things needed to carry on life in general. Supplies are still needed, and there is a need for clean water. Waterstep.org founder Mark Hoag says his system of water purification makes it easy for people to access clean water.
The process that we've developed actually takes chlorine and makes a gas out of that very safely and effectively, and that process, the gas is able to flow freely through the water and kill bacteria.
In the Carolinas, officials feared flooding that would top highway bridges and inundate areas that had never flooded since Georgetown was founded before the Revolutionary War, but that is yet to materialize. Still, floodwaters are expected to end up in hundreds of buildings. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California is telling automakers they must still comply with the state strict vehicle mileage standards, even if President Trump rolls back federal rules.
The action by California Air Resources Board was widely expected. It sets up a likely court battle if the Trump administration follows through with an attempt to revoke California's unique authority to set its own vehicle emission standards. Those standards have been adopted by 12 other states that account for about a third of vehicle sales in the U.S. Administration officials say waiving the tougher fuel efficiency requirements would make vehicles more affordable, which would get safer cars into consumers' hands more quickly. Patrick Foss reporting.
Sunday talk show scheduled guest ABC's This Week has two members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, a Republican, and Mazie Hirono, a Democrat, on NBC's Meet the Press will be preempted by coverage of the Ryder Cup's final round. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Big hour. You're going to play a big role in it. I know you have a lot to say, so get on board. 1-866-408-7669. And, Allison, we were getting a lot of responses already on the Facebook page because we did Facebook Live this morning, so I want to hear that. We're going to be joined by one of the best in the business in terms of breaking down the legal profession and what the chances are for passage for Judge Kavanaugh, Jonathan Turley, here with us live. I just spoke to Senator Cornyn on television. Then we spoke to Lindsey Graham on television. I'll be able to bring you that information in a matter of moments. So let's get to one big story and three big things.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
With what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
100%.
But I swear today, under oath, before the Senate and the nation, before my family and God,
I am innocent of this charge.
Two convincing cases. Meet accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. Brett Kavanaugh, the defense. They speak, they spoke, and now it's up to you to decide who's closest to telling the truth. I have my opinions. I'll share it shortly.
Number two.
This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy.
That is Senator Lindsey Graham. The best defense of a candidate, it is no question the award goes to Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. You will never hear a more passionate plea for sanity in Washington, D.C. The award for the worst decision goes to the Republicans for licensing out their collective questions and their five-minute intervals to Prosecutor Rachel Mitchell.
Number one.
He can count on 48 hard yeses. The three undecideds, Jeff Flake, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. Republicans in the White House I was talking to last night seemed actually reasonably optimistic about Joe Manchin from West Virginia.
But I don't think Manchin would decide anything. I think they would just go on in addition to everything. Keep in mind, a 50-50 vote. You smash it with the Vice President of the United States. And that was Jonathan Swan. And I love his contacts, too, and the White House really respects him. I think he's always fair. So let's get started. Brett Kavanaugh spoke for hours, and earlier Dr. Ford spoke for hours. I have nothing but the highest regard for both the way they approached it. But I do have a huge problem with the fact that I know where Brett Kavanaugh stands. He doesn't want to say do an FBI investigation. They've already done investigations, so that was the common refrain. But Dr. Ford, I don't know a lot. I don't know how she met Brett Kavanaugh. Why would you go to a party that you barely know a guy? Mark Judge, you know, you saw him at a Safeway where he was working. This is 36 years ago. But you go to a party with a friend. That friend says, I don't remember anything like this. You're being assaulted. You don't remember how you got there. You don't remember how you got home. You don't remember where it was. Even though I think that you were sincere, please don't tell me that that testimony is enough to destroy somebody's chance at the Supreme Court, personal reputation, and the way he's viewed by his family and friends. Here's Christine Ford at one of her better moments, cut 10.
Last night, the Republican staff of this committee released to the media a timeline that shows that they've interviewed two people who claimed they were the ones who actually assaulted you. I'm asking you to address this new defense of mistaken identity directly. Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
100%.
Okay. She says, I'm terrified. You heard her open remarks. I get the sense you almost heard if you're listening to my show. You're somebody who listened to a lot of the testimony. And I'll bring some of it back. But I want to try to move the story forward. As I mentioned, we just hop off the air with Senator Lindsey Graham and the majority whip. And that is the person who has to whip the votes. And that's former judge, Senator John Cornyn. He believes they have the votes. But here's Kavanaugh. You thought she was sincere. Cut one, Brett Kavanaugh.
This onslaught of last-minute allegations does not ring true. I'm not questioning that Dr. Ford may have been sexually assaulted by some person in some place at some time. But I have never done this to her or to anyone. That's not who I am. It is not who I was. I am innocent of this charge.
You know, I know we watch reality shows as to this still the hottest thing in America. This is real reality. So you have somebody there not fighting to be in the Supreme Court. He is fighting for his reputation when he goes home at night, when he goes and coaches basketball on the weekends, when he walks down the block and goes to the mall, as well as keeping his job. So he's a guy that walk in. When you get into an Ivy League school, you're elite. When you're the tops at a top high school, you're elite. I don't care. You got to be extremely smart and very hardworking, as well as playing three sports. It's unthinkable to me. And then you're number one in your class. Then you get into Yale Law School, and now people are. And then you achieve what you achieve with the Bush administration as a judge and as a lawyer and everything like that. You have a certain self-esteem. I'm not saying a cockiness, a swagger. No one ever said that. But all that was taken down in 10 days. in 10 days. And now you spent the majority of your time not studying the law of the Constitution, but your high school yearbook. You have to defend your high school yearbook to keep your career on track. Think about that. Sheldon Whitehouse, one of the biggest embarrassments in Washington, of Rhode Island. You proud of this? Cut 27.
Let's look at Beach Week Ralph Club biggest contributor. What does the word Ralph mean in that?
That probably refers to throwing up. I'm known to have a weak stomach and I always have. In fact, the last time I was here, you asked me about having ketchup on spaghetti. I always have had a weak stomach.
I don't know that I asked about ketchup on spaghetti.
You,
but
you didn't. Someone did.
Okay.
And this is well known. Anyone who's known me, like a lot of these people behind me, have known me my whole life, know, you know, I got a weak stomach, whether it's with beer or with spicy food or anything.
Listen, I hate to tell you, the age is 18. A lot of his high school descriptions are mine. You go out with your friends, played sports, study. I don't have his intellect or grades, but when you have a chance to release, sometimes you had too many beers. But now, I didn't think at my age and his age, we're about the same age, that you'd be defending what you were doing as a junior and senior. If there was some, if you had to defend everything you did in junior high school and high school, it would be impossible. Anyone who's proud of those moments every single time is just not being honest with themselves. But that's who we were. Instead of being these dry hearings where people talk about cases I don't study and nuance to the Constitution that I haven't read or picked up in the Federalist Papers, that's when people say, wow, that's kind of boring. But now I'm talking about these are passages in a yearbook edited by a 17 or 18-year-old from 36 years ago. And a Daily Planner was written back in 1982 because a student wanted to be like his dad, who he looked up to as a good role model, who did the same thing. But they had no problem going back there, and I think they embarrassed themselves. And the person that brought some sanity to it was Lindsey Graham. Because for the longest time, we were saddled with this Arizona prosecutor who thought she was doing a deposition and seemed surprised every time the 5 minutes were up and she was caught in the middle of a question. I don't know whose decision this was, but to me it was terrible. I asked Senator Cornyn this on television a short time ago because I thought it was a good move. I asked Senator Lindsey Graham off camera, what do you think about doing this? He goes, I think it was a good move. It was not a good move. Because you could ask a woman, and have respect for Dr. Ford, and she deserves respect. But when you say, I don't like to fly, but you've named 10 flights that you were on over the last 2 years, and you say the reason why this was delayed because you didn't want to fly here, there's a problem with that story. If you're going to destroy somebody's life, you need to know more detail, like how you got to the party, why you're at the party, why you know who he is, how you met him, where you met him. So if you say, I met him here, I went to his game, and that's why I went to the party, then Brett Kavanaugh's got to answer that question. She said she saw you at this game. Maybe Brett Kavanaugh is a three-sport standout. Maybe he's one of these guys who's written up in the local paper. That's feasible, conceivable. Well, let's hear that story. I'm fine with that. But we don't know because we're talking about nuances to who paid for your lie detector test, which is very interesting that she doesn't know who paid. A lot of people go do things very expensive, stick around at the airport, get met by a technician, and wonder who's paying for this. Who's paying for it? I'm sure it was picked up by attorneys who said it was gratis. But somebody's paying those attorneys. So this Mitchell, Miss Mitchell, fine person, wrong person for that job. And I there's no way that helped. The Republicans were so worried about looking mean to a woman, and I get it, that's talking about sexual assault, and I understand it. But give yourself a little bit more credit. The same people, you can ask a tough question of a woman and still hold the door for her and give her respect. You don't have to be abrasive when you ask a question of, I find it, we have to wonder why you said the most hurtful thing was the laughing that these two then boys, now men, were doing after they left the room. But you can't explain how you were able to hear them since you were upstairs, they were downstairs, and the music was on. That's not being rude. But you're not getting that from this woman who's asking questions because she didn't feel compelled to tie this all together because she was surprised every time the 5 minutes were up. Now, almost a lot of people don't agree with me. Maybe you do. Mike, who's on WNDB in Daytona. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah, I do have a different take on the prosecutor. I believe they hired somebody who was going to be gentle. She was instructed not to go after the accusation. You yourself, Brian, said that her accusations had so many holes in them that they weren't going to hold up in a court or a hearing anyway. So what they decided to do, Brian, in my estimation, is they just wanted to have a friendly lady in there, let Ford tell her side of the story, not attack her, because, Brian, any good lawyer could have totally shredded her. But what good is a crying witness who can't continue? That would have been a devastating. You let her have her say. She had no new information, Brian, and Kavanaugh knocked it out of the park.
Listen, a lot of people agree with you, Mike. My feeling is there was so much at stake. She was allowed to hit a home run at 12 o'clock by noon or 1 o'clock because she wasn't asked any tough questions. And if it was my life, and if I wake up and I'm on my voicemail, I'm being accused of sexual assault, and I know I didn't, I haven't, and you haven't either. And if that's on your voicemail, and that accuser seems like a nice person, and she's demure and inexperienced at being in front of people, and the person representing me is asking gentle, kind questions without any follow-up and hasn't honed her questions to reflect a five-minute format, I'm outraged. And that's pretty much, even though Brett Kavanaugh said he didn't watch, I think he had to have an indication that he had to vigorously defend himself because he was alone. But listen, you have a good point. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying how I feel. Andy McCarthy weighed in. Cut 34.
I think more than the format was her approach. I think the problem was she treated this like it was a deposition, mm-hmm. and maybe someday down the road she'd get a chance to ask the pointed leading questions that you ask when you cross-examine somebody. And in a five-minute format like this, you've got to get to it.
What is Facebook saying, Allison? We did the Facebook Live this morning, probably around 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, Jesse sent us a message, actually. She said, Brian, the Republicans could not win by attacking Dr. Ford in any way. The examination was about hanging her lawyers and handlers out to dry.
All right, I will say this. If that is true, if Cornyn and Graham and Cruz don't put her onto the sideline for the Kavanaugh portion of these hearings, Kavanaugh doesn't come out as well as he did, in my estimation. If she just questioned Kavanaugh and the Democrats were able to tee off on Kavanaugh, I'm telling you right now, it would be when he would be withdrawn. Because if there's no Lindsey Graham, especially, Kavanaugh's chances are done. Flake votes against it. Collins and Murkowski have no cover. And Manchin's not even considering it, let alone Joe Donnelly, Heidi Heitkamp, and others. We're going to have, within 15 minutes, there's going to be a committee vote, I believe. I was led to believe by Senator Cornyn. It's hard for me to remember what was on or off camera, but I asked him flat out, do you have the votes? And he said yes. And he said, I'll let my Republican colleagues make their announcements when they're ready. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's LightStream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-316-4935. That's 800-316-4935. 800-316-4935.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
News Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In the 1970s and 80s, one of the most successful songwriting duos was Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Elton John discusses their music composing relationship.
He writes the lyrics first and gives them to me, and then I write the songs to them. In the old days, I would slice bits of verses out and cut things here and there. It's not so bad now, but it's always been lyrics first. Very, very rarely has I ever sometimes suggested a title for a song or maybe a melody, but Don't Go Breaking My Heart is the only one I can think of. And I enjoy that process. People say, you know, why don't you write your own lyrics? Well, I don't really want to. I enjoy writing with Bernie. I love it. And it's a magical, and he's one of my dearest friends, and I love him so much. But why would I want to change something that gives me so much pleasure?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Have you, I don't know if it's boofed or boofed, how do you pronounce that?
That refers to flatulence. We were 16.
Okay. And so when your friend Mark Judge said the same, put the same thing in his yearbook page back to you, he had the same meaning. It was flatulence.
I don't know what he did, but that's my recollection. We want to talk about flatulence at age 16 on a yearbook page. I'm game.
Senator Whitehouse, who promises if Kavanaugh gets on the Supreme Court, he was going to try to impeach him again, going through the yearbook asking these questions. What an embarrassment. Jonathan, listening on News 96.5 in Orlando. Jonathan.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good. What's on your mind?
You know, I want to qualify this. I am a registered libertarian.
Okay.
I have, in a bitter divorce, I stood accused of things falsely and had to defend myself with a very low burden of proof. And I also have an adult daughter who was raped as a teenager. So I'm trying to run the line of impartiality here. What I'm seeing the Democrats doing is really reprehensible, and they're trying to delay this past the election.
Hey, Jonathan, listen, you're a perfect call, but let me just cut right to it. You can have justice. You know what the justice would be? In July, hey, I need to see Brett. Well, you know, we're meeting one-on-one. I'm Senator Feinstein. I got this letter. It's anonymous. I can't give you the name. But they say you sexually assaulted somebody in high school. We're going to have to investigate this. You call up Grassley and say, listen, it's August 10th. I consulted with Brett Kavanaugh. I told him, I got this letter here. The woman wants to stay anonymous. I need you to investigate this. And then what happens is it's not going to be dirty tricks. And then maybe Trump goes, there's something there. I got to put somebody else out in front. This didn't come up in the six background checks. But you don't do it after the confirmation's done over the way she did it. I just don't buy the scenario. It shows a lack of sincerity over something so serious. Let me just share this with you right now. In a matter of moments, there's going to be a vote on the Senate floor in committee. Jeff Flake will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. So he will get out of committee 11-10. Now, there was going to get out even if it didn't, even if he voted against him. But now 11-10, this is basically almost there. If Murkowski and Collins have to go there, it's basically there. That gives them 49 votes, with Pence being the tiebreaker. That will get you to 50. So that will give you 48, excuse me. So Jeff Flake is in. He'll vote to confirm Dr. Ford. Quote, after hearing more than 30 hours of testimony from Kavanaugh early this month, I was prepared to support his nomination on his view of the law and his record. In fact, I commented at the time. I've been nominated in another era. He would likely have gotten 90-plus votes. What I do know now is that our system of justice affords a presumption of innocence to the accused, absent of corroborating evidence. This is what binds the rule of law. Flake is in. Collins and Murkowski, you'll soon, on Tuesday, be on the clock. Brian Kilmeade Show, back with your calls. And Jonathan Turley on that big news in just a moment. Don't move.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. to never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. All 12 members of the jury must agree that a defendant is guilty of a crime, but not in Louisiana, where a jury can vote 11 to 1 or 10 to 2 for a felony conviction. The law goes back to 1880, soon after the passage of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, opening up jury service to African Americans. Louisiana changed its state constitution
to perpetuate the supremacy of the Anglo-Saxon race in Louisiana.
Angela Allen Bell, reading from 1880 documents, she's leading the charge to change the law, which she says is a throwback to Jim Crow times, designed to lock up black people.
Completely in violation of law as well as human rights principles.
Oregon is the only other state with a similar law. But on Election Day, Louisiana voters will be asked whether they want to get rid of the non-unanimous verdicts and require a 12-to-nothing jury vote to find someone guilty. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked about my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons, and millions of dollars in money from outside left-wing opposition groups. This is a circus.
That is a little Brett Kavanaugh speaking yesterday passionately in his remarks that he shared with only one other person, much different than the remarks he released the day before. We're also witnessing Jeff Flake being berated by somebody for being stuck in an elevator, no security in Washington, as he gets set to go down to the hearing room and vote at the judicial for the Judicial Committee. Evidently, he will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. And he gave a statement along with that. The lines are jammed, so stay right there, because this is only going to help the show more to bring in Jonathan Turley, constitutional law professor, Fox News contributor. Jonathan, we're just watching this Jeff Flake being berated by some, I assume, American citizen about who claims to be a victim of sexual assault. He's had a tough vote here, right? And we saw Lindsey Graham get screamed at as he walked down the hall yesterday with one of our reporters. Have you seen a motion like this high before?
No, we are just clearly living in an age of rage. There's no
real dialogue anymore. It's a diatribe on all sides, and we just talk past each other. It's a real shame because there are important issues here. This hearing was about important issues. And the fact that these allegations are viewed as unproven doesn't mean that people don't believe Ford. They simply don't believe there's enough evidence to implicate Judge Kavanaugh as the person who committed the alleged attempted rape.
I want you to hear, Brett Kavanaugh brought the Supreme Court to a different place. And I don't think he had a choice, to be honest, because, you know, he gave his 31 hours. He gave his one-on-ones. He answered 1,000-plus questions, you know, thousands of questions in written form. And then we watched 10 days of chaos, of personal attacks on his integrity. And he's been watching. Listen to this portion of his opening remarks. Cut three.
Shortly after I was nominated, the Democratic Senate leader said he would, quote, oppose me with everything he's got. A Democratic senator on this committee publicly referred to me as evil. Evil. Think about that word. And said that those who supported me were, quote, complicit in evil. Another Democratic senator on this committee said, quote, Judge Kavanaugh is your worst nightmare. A former head of the Democratic National Committee said, quote, Judge Kavanaugh will threaten the lives of millions of Americans for decades to come. All nonsense.
He brought politics into the judicial branch. Does it bother you?
Well, I think that many people viewed his testimony yesterday as a very human response. You know, when someone says that you are a serial rapist, people understand also that you can be a tad upset about that and even angry. And I think that there was a very important aspect to this because, quite frankly, I thought that in his earlier confirmation hearing, Kavanaugh came across as rather robotic and scripted. That was not what we saw yesterday. We saw what was the real Brett Kavanaugh, a human being who deeply resented what this has done to him and his family. And so for those people saying, well, how dare you be so angry, they sort of ignore the fact that he has something to be angry about because he says he didn't do any of this.
Well, if I'm in your class at Georgetown and we say, what should we learn from this, Professor Turley? Do we learn that sometimes it's okay to be emotional in a position that demands deliberation?
Well, I think that what it means is that you don't end up like Michael Dukakis in the presidential debates. You know, you don't sit there and talk matter-of-factly about people saying that you're a serial rapist. That's somewhat of a disconnect for most of us. I think that what we really need to talk about is, after this confirmation hearing, is probably the most valuable thing that he brought up. Our hearings have become a circus. They are a national disgrace. The way this was handled should not be viewed as by anyone as the way that this country should handle confirmation. But I think our confirmation hearings were broken long before Kavanaugh. They've become substanceless. They've become just without any real information being exchanged. Quite frankly, I didn't like Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing. I thought that we learned very little about him, his views. So I think we need to really reexamine what we're trying to do with confirmation hearings.
Yeah, I just don't know how we stop down and reevaluate. So we know that the Bar Association now calls for an investigation before his confirmation. How significant is that in the law community?
Well, I think it's significant. The ABA usually doesn't intervene after they make their recommendation. They gave him a glowing report. It was cited by the Republicans. And, you know, if this had been released when the Democrats first received this information, I think it would be a no-brainer that, of course, there should be further investigation. My only question here is how that investigation would really proceed, even if the FBI went into this. Kavanaugh is right. They don't reach conclusions. They would basically take the sworn statements the committee already has, put it in what's called a 302, and kick it back to the committee. So I'm not sure what the ABA is suggesting that it wants to do, but time now is of the essence for the Republicans, not just politically with the approaching election, but the desire to get him on the court by October.
Alex Parker of Law 360 says this: this is a singular event which will change quite profoundly how people view a branch of government. If Kavanaugh is confirmed, it will be to many people usually illegitimate. Think hard about what this means, he tweeted. What does he think about how do you feel about that? Does that matter? Law 360 will be looking at Kavanaugh as if he's not legitimate, like many people looked at President Bush after Florida?
Well, it's impossible to overstate how personally devastating these types of hearings are. You know, Robert Bork resigned from the court. Fortas, who was blocked as Chief Justice, he was an associate of the Justice of the court. He resigned from the Supreme Court. I think Justice Thomas has never really gotten over the bruising fight he had at his confirmation. I think it's changed how he does his work as a justice. So there's going to be lingering impacts on both sides here. But I do think it's unfair for people to be saying that, you know, he's far too angry and he can't raise the fact that this seemed to be politically orchestrated. I didn't like the reference to the Clintons. I thought that was a mistake. I would have encouraged him not to go that far. But I'm willing to give him a great deal of leeway here. Few of us, thankfully, have been accused of any
right.
criminal act. But to be thrown into this on national television, to be kept silent essentially for days as people tear you apart, I'm willing to give someone a lot of leeway when they seem a bit angry.
With me right now, Jonathan Turley. Just to update everybody, we just got word that Jeff Flake will vote for the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh in committee. Number two, he was just berated. He couldn't go anywhere. It felt real bad for the guy. He was stuck in an elevator with the door open, cameras rolling, as some woman just started screaming at him, saying she or somebody she knows was victim of sexual assault, and he had nowhere to go. You know, so you can't just blow by, or you can't say step back. For some reason, he's traveling without security, which is ridiculous because of the emotion that Professor Turley and I have just been speaking of. Now we see in committee, Senator Blumenthal is calling for Mark Judge, friend of Brett Kavanaugh in childhood, to be subpoenaed to come forward. He's one who was there and said that nothing like that happened. In fact, here's the letter that was requested by Senator Susan Collins, according to Senator Jeff Corden. Said, hey, we need to hear directly from Mark Judge. We don't want to hear from Mark Judge's lawyer. So a letter just came out. Dear Chairman Grassley and ranking members, as I stated through my attorney, I did not ask to be involved in this matter. Did anyone ask me to be involved? We have told the committee that I do not want to comment about the events publicly. As a recovering alcoholic and cancer survivor, I have struggled with depression and anxiety. As a result, I avoid public speaking. Brett Kavanaugh and I were friends in high school, but we have not spoken directly in several years. I do not recall the events described by Dr. Ford in her testimony before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. I never saw Brett act in the manner Dr. Ford describes. That is not good enough, it seems, Jonathan Turley, for Senator Blumenthal.
Well, I think that Senator Blumenthal had a rather bad day yesterday, quite frankly. I thought his demanding to know from Kavanaugh whether he believed Anita Hill really reached a sort of new low. It's like, oh, for the love of Mike, I mean, if you're focusing on these allegations, do so. You have now statements from this guy saying he remembers nothing. And, bringing him in when he's raising these concerns about his past and his difficulty in speaking publicly is really sort of difficult to square when he's giving you a sworn statement saying he doesn't know anything.
I know. In fact, here it is. There's a lot of breaking news while we're talking. So let's just hear it together.
And so I move, Mr. Chairman, that we have him before this committee as a witness. He could be interviewed beforehand on a bipartisan basis. I recognize that he has submitted a cursory, conclusory, six-sentence letter, not even signed by him. It's from his attorney. And I believe we have a responsibility to subpoena, at the very least, Mark Judge, before we move to vote.
So I'm not sure they're looking down. Most everyone is kind of kicked back, kind of surprised by this. This is just something Democrats can say before a vote. This is not going to stop a vote, right?
No, it's not going to stop a vote. And what's sort of funny is Blumenthal saying, look, these are just six conclusory sentences. That's true. But the conclusion is, I don't know anything. So you can write that in 12 more sentences, but it doesn't change. The point is, I don't have any information to share because I have no recollection of this party, this event, or ever seeing him act in this way. I don't know how you say that without making it conclusory.
You know what, Jonathan, I don't get it. Do you understand? Even the accuser doesn't remember. Doesn't remember how she got there, doesn't remember who invited her, doesn't remember how she left. And the one friend that she brought has no recollection of anything like that. So now you're up to Mark Judge, who's had cancer and addiction and is dealing with depression. Now you want to bring him in? Doesn't that just back up the thought that Lindsey Graham had yesterday, that this is all a charade?
Well, I think that the Democrats have seriously overplayed their hand on this one. I mean, had they just released this allegation or sent it to a confidential investigation when they received it, I think it might have actually had greater legs to get more investigations, try to bring in witnesses. But I just don't see it at this point. You know, if they bring out anything new, any new demands, it just fulfills this narrative. There's only so many jump scares you can put into a movie before people leave.
Lastly, one of your students, we always talk to Alan Dershowitz about Senator Cruz because he always says he was his best student. Michael Avenatti is your student. You said he was always ambitious and hardworking. He's taken a lot of heat coming out with Julie Swetnick. At the time of the allegation, Swetnick says that not only is Kavanaugh accused of sexual assault when it comes to her, she went to a high school party, 10 of them, and she also saw him being part of group sex, gangbanging. I don't know how you want to say it in a sensitive way. And she's got no proof, and she's not even saying that he did anything to her. Why would he take a client like this? Does that embarrass you?
Well, I'm not embarrassed. I think that, you know, Michael is a very accomplished lawyer. He's had a successful career. I do find these allegations to be rather implausible in that the Roman Principate, a party of this kind would attract some interest in high schools. Washington is not quite that devoid of morals that such parties could occur without anyone speaking, taking notice, or complaining. So the allegations are clearly difficult to square with logic. And, you know, it's also notable that the Democrats really didn't press that during the hearing. They don't seem to think this has legs.
Yeah, I think they do not. They didn't love Avenatti getting involved, and he is always tan. And I got to get to the bottom of that. Jonathan, I'm so glad. I know it's. I don't know how long, but as I mentioned on television, you signing on as a contributor, no matter the duration, makes you eligible for the Christmas party. Then we'll finally get a chance to hang out, no ties, and just shoot in the breeze.
That's a welcome thought.
That doesn't sound like he wants to, but it's okay. Jonathan Turley, thanks so much.
Thank you. See ya.
All right. When we come back, I'll give you the latest from the hearings. You're going to be voting shortly. It's going to be historic. It's expected to be 11-10. Jeff Flake is now in. Susan, Senator Murkowski, Senator Collins, Tuesday, it'll be your turn.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade. Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel.
This is a democracy, and I sincerely think that we are the guardians of that. We'll tell you what is going on, and you can decide what you think of it. But you have a right to know. In fact, you have a duty to know. There's a lot going on underneath the surface. How will historians assess this moment? I really care about what happens to the country. This is it. This is all I'm ever going to do. It's all I've ever done. It's all I've ever wanted to do, and I'm grateful for it.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's Lightstream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to Lightstream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
No holds barred talk, can't miss documentaries, specials, and more. Plus, your favorite Fox News personalities. This is our time, and this is going to be our place. Fox Nation, coming soon. Sign up for updates and be the first to know. Go to FoxNation.com now. The Fox News Rundown is a weekly morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Find it now on FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details and all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy.
There we go. Senator, now let me just bring you to the committee meeting. It's electric because Democrats, in all their maturity, have gotten up and left the meeting after Senator Blumenthal requested that Mark Judge be subpoenaed, when he's already put in a writing, as we just went over, that he's got depression, recovering from cancer, and an addiction. And he said, I have no recollection of the events, nor Dr. Ford describe the Brett Kavanaugh that he knows. That wasn't good enough, so they got up and left. Senator Feinstein's now expressing her distaste for the fact they're going to vote today at 1:30. Ash, living on WHIO in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Ash.
Greetings. I have two quick points. It's disconcerting for me to know that 10 members of the Judiciary Committee believe that a person is guilty until proven innocent.
They do.
And the second point, correct me if I'm wrong, if Kavanaugh is confirmed, we should do a full, complete investigation on both Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. And if Kavanaugh lied during his testimony, that's perjury and a chance for, he would be impeached off the court. However, anytime anyone brings charges against somebody of substantial position, we should also investigate them to see if there's any ulterior motives.
So, good point, Ash. Thank you. This is just coming through one of our reporters. Chris Coons got word that Jeff Flake would vote yes to confirm Kavanaugh. He grew emotional, really struggled to keep it together, and before eventually saying he didn't have a comment. According to one of the report, he looked like he was going to cry. Unbelievable. Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with auto pay, lower than average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream plants a tree, by the way, with every loan they fund. I feel great recommending to my friends and my family because it's LightStream. My listeners can also get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get the discount is go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.
ACNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, Your Healthy Radio Addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickens.
An Oregon street preacher was cited for violating a sound ordinance while preaching outside a Portland soccer game recently. Police cited him for broadcasting his message about the gospel via megaphone that could be heard from more than 100 feet away, a violation of Oregon law. Well, Pacific Justice Institute came to this preacher's defense and drafted a legal brief requesting that the charges be dismissed on constitutional grounds. Well, the DA dropped the charges. Score one for religious liberty.